PFW in progress. 508-298-0398 or web radio at patriots.com.
All right. PFW in progress. You can hear the little disclaimer. Did you play that, Kevin?
So I can't talk about Daquan Bowers having
I did not play it per orders of Doc.
All right. Well, anyway, anything we say is our opinions, and if you're offended, too bad. But welcome to PFW in progress. This is day two of the special draft edition. We're all here. Eric, Paul, Andy, Doc's right next to me.
Solder.
Kevin's down in the booth, mm-hmm. and we're opening up the proceedings. The Patriots are sitting at 33. They've got the first pick.
For now.
And so we'll throw it right out there. Michael Lombardi's reporting that the Raiders are interested in trading into that slot to pick up a quarterback.
Considering he used to work for one team and with the head coach of the other, probably right. Good sources.
So, did he say specifically for the quarterback, or was that just
Well, no, somebody speculated that it was Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
Kaepernick.
Supposedly they like Kaepernick, but...
Which is typical of them because he sucks.
Yep.
All right, well, welcome to the show. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. And, guys, you've had a little time to sleep on it and a lot of time all day today to think about it. What do you think about the Patriots' first-round pick and maneuvering?
Again, I said it yesterday. I like the player, and I like the pick. It fills a secondary need, and I don't mean secondary in the football term. I mean –
Yeah, I don't think Solder can. His hips are a little stiff. I'm not sure he can turn with fluidity.
No. But it wasn't what we were all expecting. It wasn't the position we were expecting. But it's not a bad pick. He's going to be a good player, and he's going to be a starter probably from the get-go.
Very impressive human being. We just met with him on the field, and Eric is not as big as one of his legs. Very skinny. He's a skinny 320-pounder, which makes Paul jealous. And he just very, very intelligent.
nails two people in one sentence.
Oh, wait. I'm a fat 220.
Hey, Jimmy D's on the TV screen with Johnny Rotten. They don't look like they're doing anything.
No, it's because they've already traded.
Chewing gum.
Why can
actually.
We not hear them? Can we hear them?
Because the Court of Appeals is based.
Okay.
In the...
They're waiting for marching
but
orders.
But Solder, very impressive. The image of the day: he, Robert Kraft, and Jonathan Kraft coming out of the tunnel and just towering over his new bosses, and quite a visual. I don't know if the camera crews caught it, if fans will see that online later or on the local news, but very impressive. And it's the same thing. He's an impressive left tackle prospect, athleticism, length, everything. The power is going to be a concern early, and is he going to be ready to start right away, which might be asked of him. But in 3 years from now, I think he will be considered a tremendous, tremendous left tackle.
Well, I had a chance to talk to his position coach at Colorado, who's now at Tulsa, Denver Johnson.
Who we will talk to later.
He's actually going to be on the show.
He's going to be on the show, yep. And the point he made is the kid has all of his potential ahead of him because he's only been playing offensive line essentially for 2 years. Came to Colorado as a tight end, made that transition in the second year, and has a lot of learning to do, but he said there are some players who have the potential but can't attain it, and there are others who have it and can, and he thinks he's one who can attain it.
Well, the Patriots are officially on the clock. Now, keep in mind, in this round, the second round, there's only 7 minutes between picks. There's about a little under five and a half minutes left for the Patriots right now, and Andre Tippett will be announcing the pick for the Patriots if, in fact, the Patriots make a pick. I think the tide's turning. Last night we had a lot of our listeners very upset. I would say 80% upset, 20% saying they felt it was a good, solid pick. One of our listeners actually went to Colorado University. His name is Jeff. He says, it was a good job last night. I must tell you that this is a bad choice. I went to Colorado University, and Solder is very soft, doesn't have that mean streak we need on the line. I've seen him play, and I'm not a scout, but this guy is not impressive. Trust me when I say he will get bull rushed In Skarnecia, I trust, but the kid will definitely make him look bad.
He's going to get bull rushed. There's no
bust,
question.
He says.
No, not instant.
That's
bust.
Ridiculous.
But he might have his issues early with the bull rush. He's going to get pushed around a little. He is not strong enough. He isn't. He just isn't.
Fred, well, you and I were talking.
Is it a matter of not being strong or just not too tall and not having good leverage?
That's what we were talking about a
few
minutes
ago. Functional strength. He is not functionally strong enough. He's a lot like Paul.
He can gain the strength, though. You agree. He can gain the strength.
Yes.
It's not like like athleticism. You can't just gain athleticism. You either have it or you don't. He can gain the strength, and if Dante can coach him properly to get the fundamentals down, that might be all he needs. And
well,
that, you know,
Dante's going to whip him into shape the first time he hears him call him Skarnecki. It's Skarnecki,
yeah. Yeah.
It ends in an A, not an E.
Jerome at Quebec City writes in, just to tell you, I enjoyed your show yesterday more than NFL Network or ESPN.
Thank
you.
And
I'm looking for it again tonight. Well, here we are. As
Hope
for the picks,
it.
It's obvious that the Patriots will not select five times today. I expect one or two trades for future picks.
Why is Abington High School here?
I don't know. They probably have some type of
Big
prom
screen
or
says
something.
Hello, ladies.
No, they are.
Oh, okay.
They
it's,
are here.
It's the Creep Show with Andy Hart.
Girls develop these days,
it's
Fred.
Not,
quicker,
it's not
more impressively.
Yeah, but they're still underage.
Not all of them. There's probably some 18-year-olds.
All right, here we go.
God's sakes.
All right.
Do you need some alone time?
3:12.
No, I need some time with an 18-year-old.
3:12 left on the clock for the Patriots, and still no sign of a trade. Yes, Paul.
I didn't mean to stop eating your tracks.
Well, you did yell Freddie like you wanted
him. Well, before he started talking, I said that. But just to kind of couple with Eric and Andy said about Solder, I think it's a terrific pick. The only thing that I would have wanted, other than what they did,
was Quinn.
Was a slide up to get one of the pass rushers. Yeah, Quinn. And we talked about that a little bit last night. They couldn't do that, but based on where they picked at 17, I think this is the best pick they could have made because it was the best combination of need and value. And then I think at 28, they got an absolute steal of a trade.
Yep.
I think they robbed New Orleans. Getting a first-rounder and a second-rounder for that pick, to me, was robbery.
I mean, the two.
Is it still robbery if Wilkerson hits his high side that we
not
think
as
he
much.
Has?
Uh-huh. It's not as much of a robbery if Wilkerson turns out to be Richard Seymour.
Yeah, I mean, the two people that New Orleans ended up with, Ingram and Wilkerson, are we think
the Jets got Wilkerson.
Not Wilkerson.
I don't care who. I don't care
Cameron
what. I don't care what Mark Ingram becomes.
You know,
because the Patriots weren't going to take him.
But it's a high price to pay for those two guys. Right now, there's somebody on the phone. This is the same guy that was upset with the Ravens last night.
Is this the commish just waiting in limbo?
Yeah, yeah. He's just standing
there.
But
he has a card in his hand.
Oh, there's confusion with the Patriots pick, it looks like, with 141 and counting left on the clock.
What if they announce the Patriots select Colin Kaepernick quarterback?
It's got to be a trade, right, if there's a confusion there?
Well, why don't we turn up the TV for a second?
Well, if it's Oakland, they have the 81st pick in the third round. So, to me, that's probably what happens here. The swap of 15 picks. New England drops back to 48. They pick up 81. Makes sense. And once again, just more and more. And let's face it, guys, the draft is the ultimate crapshoot, right? And once you get to a point where you're getting 12 to 15 picks, even if you miss on half of them, you got a bunch of good football players. So it becomes a game of numbers.
And I'm going to disagree a little bit with Mike Lombardi, Rich, because you talked about it. That many picks, I mean, this is a good football team. How many second, third round picks can make this team? So there is a finite limit as to how much money you're going to spend for.
Well, I guess whatever was being discussed did not happen. The New England Patriots have sent in a pick. There is no trade.
Okay.
There might have been something afoot, as you heard.
Here's what Mike Mayock has to backtrack now.
Right. Oh, it's
and
a great, great value.
As the Buffalo Bills were just put on the clock. Again, the reason why the Patriots might be wondering, they won 14 games last year, for crying out loud. They are picking first right now is because Belichick traded down in last year's draft when the Carolina Panthers called up and said they wanted to choose Armani Edwards.
Okay, so the pick is in. We're waiting to see who
Where's real
the
Patriots
pick is.
These days?
And I'm looking on Twitter. Real Patriots hasn't tweeted anything yet.
Did they do it yesterday? Like right before the Solder pick?
Yeah, no.
They were tweeting during the draft, but
they
were
tweeting.
But there was a couple of years ago they were tweeting the pick before
last year.
Yeah, was it last year?
It was seconds early.
It wasn't like it's been in the past.
My Twitter.
Who's on the
crashed.
Phone?
Who's that?
Who's on the phone right now?
Razi Dowling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who?
Razi Dowling, the corner from
Virginia.
Are you
freaking kidding me? We drafted a tackle in a corner.
Oh, was it Virginia?
Yeah. Now, I think a little bit different of the Solder pick. I'll get to that later. But, I don't know a lot about this guy, but I did have somebody tell me that they were pretty impressed with him.
What do you need?
I want my
So it looks like the Patriots may have picked Rozai Dowling, corner out of Virginia. And Andre Tippett is coming to the stage right now with Roger Goodell. Let's go to the stage.
To announce the New England Patriots selection, please welcome from the University of Iowa, the 41st overall selection in the 1982 draft by the Patriots, Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Linebacker, Tufts University,
Tough
Thank
name.
You.
And Virginia is where Matt Dowling comes from.
With the 33rd pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Rozai Dowling, defensive back, Virginia.
All right, well, that's defensive help.
I liked him, though.
And once again, I'm right. you can't have too many corners.
You can. You really can.
No, you can't.
How many years in a row are we going to take corners in the second round?
Good corners. 6'2", 200.
You need good corners, so... 6'2".
Yes, and you have good corners.
Well, we think Leibod might be okay this year. We don't know.
And why don't you know?
A shoulder injury.
It's
we just
not like
don't
he's
know.
Coming back
why?
From a spinal tap.
Because he's never been that great in his career.
He was good here.
Well, then
he
why are
okay.
we paying him so much
Who were you comparing him to
money.
At the time that he played? I mean,
Leibod.
You know, Arrington was okay last year.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, my God, that's so disrespectful to Leibod.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people are saying Arrington, he did okay last year. You know, judging from, you know, considering where he came from, he did okay.
I now think they should have taken Prince Amukamara at number 17.
Well, maybe that. I'm not arguing with that. But if you can have two quality corners in this league, it allows you to take more chances up front and to blitz more. You know, so that's my point where, you know, they don't need corners. They do. If you can get two quality corners out there, it helps your pass rush.
This guy barely played last year. He's banged up. He's a captain, though. So they like those.
It's we know
captain.
We like captains.
Yep.
Let's get some quick reaction if he's paying attention. Jonathan and Lawrence Mass is on the phone. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
I just saw a pick that the Patriots picked right now, but do you guys think a corner actually fills a need right now when
no.
we need a pass rusher?
It doesn't fill a hole. I'll give you that, but it can help your defense if you have two really good corners out there.
But he's a second-round corner, Fred. Let's not forget that.
No, I know, and so was Wheatley, and he was a bust. I get it.
And so was Darius Butler,
yep,
and he could be going down the bust road.
Well, and that's another reason why, you know, they might need this guy.
This guy was thought of as a first-round prospect 2 years ago. He missed a lot of last year with injuries.
Right.
He hurt his hamstring at the combine for his 40 time. There's some reasons that kind of hurt him through this process, but he was very highly thought of 2 years ago. I know that.
A good prospect. Like I said, we had some talks with people, and we had very high on Rozai Dowling. I don't know
Good
a whole
news
lot.
Is he did 19 reps, so he and Nate
Solder
are neck and neck.
I don't know a whole lot about him because he didn't play like Andy said a whole lot.
He had hamstring, knee, and ankle injuries, limiting him to just 5 games, 15 tackles, and 1 pass defense.
Mm.
5 of his stops came against Florida State, 8 in Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Now
this is Mel Kiper talking. Following his junior season, I thought Dowling was one of the top 20 overall players coming into the 2010 season, and he was certainly rated behind Prince Amukamara as the second rated. Wow, there's a lot of spelling errors in this senior cornerback coming into 2010. He certainly qualified as a top flight cover corner. But the injuries have really taken the toll on his draft stock. When he's healthy, Dowling has size and very good athletic ability. He's very smooth in transition and has the hip flexibility you look for. He has decent ball skills, but has to work on his back pedal and had some problems locating the deep ball. He's an average tackler, not ranked as one of the best corners in that area. At least adequate, though, in run support. It's a shame the injuries prevented him from showing his
talent. See, now I'm not arguing the guy. I'm arguing taking a corner.
Last time we did that, we got an all-pro.
Right. The other guys, Brandon Burton, what did you guys think of him? He's still available.
The kid from Utah?
Right.
Yeah, I liked him.
Then you've got a couple other guys that are available. Let me see here. I just had a few in front of me.
The guy we really like.
Aaron Williams.
The guy we really
like. Curtis Brown from Texas.
Nah, the guy that Paul and I think Andy and I all liked was Devon House from New Mexico State.
Okay.
6 feet, 185. He was very,
I like the Texas
very
guys.
Good cover
I like
corner.
The other kid from Colorado, Jaleel Brown, I think. Okay. Not in this pick. Not top right. of the second round.
Rashad Carmichael, Virginia Tech. Marcus Gilchrist from
Carmichael.
A free safety.
Carmichael is a film study addict. I liked him a lot too.
Chimidi Chekwa from Ohio State. Anybody?
Didn't see
who cares?
Any what's the point of this little exercise?
Just these are guys that are still available that were kind of high, you know, second or third round prospects.
No, Dowling is a high end prospect at this point at the position. The question once again is the position.
Bills are about to make a pick with Andre Reed.
I don't think there's any arguing the player.
They take quarterback here?
That's pop the television up.
We're not going to listen to
NFL anymore. Draft. The Buffalo Bills select Aaron Williams, defensive back, Texas.
So they go defense with a safety.
All right, so as promised.
I like him.
The Bills just picked Aaron Williams, a cornerback out of Texas. So another cornerback taken right off the board.
We promised that?
No, but we did promise to talk with Nate Solder's line coach, who is now at Tulsa. He was at Colorado last year.
And, Denver Johnson.
Yep, mm-hmm. Denver Johnson is on the line with us. Hey, Coach Johnson.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Thanks for taking the time here on Patriots.com Radio. We're all here with the writers of Patriots Football Weekly. And tell us what kind of player the Patriots picked in the first round yesterday.
Well, I tell you, I think you got the right guy. Nate Solder is just one of the most immensely gifted athletes that I've ever had the privilege to coach. He's long and lean. He's got tremendous athleticism. And I think he's just got a huge, huge upside. I think he's just barely scratched the surface of what he can be as a football player. And I think that the Patriots and the Patriot fans should be excited to have Nate Solder on board.
Coach, two-part question here. The first is, how much is he going to have to deal with improving his strength and his functional strength on the football field? Because I think he has great athleticism, and he might struggle a little bit with the power in the NFL. And second to that, if he's thrown out there as a rookie playing right away, we know he's going to struggle at times. He's going to get beat. There are a lot of great athletes that he'll be facing in the NFL. Mentally, how will he react to those early struggles to get past them?
Well, let me take those in reverse order. Mentally, I think he'll be fine. Nate is a very solid kid. He's really grounded, very even-keeled guy. He's a hard-working guy, very competitive, but even-keeled. And, you know, I think he'll take those things in stride without question. Any rookie coming into that league, with rare exception, is going to have a learning curve and a growth curve to go through. But I think he'll progress down that curve rapidly. And I think he'll be a very, very good player in a relatively short period of time. So, you know, I think mentally he'll handle it fine. I really do. Physically, he is. He's long. He's lean. He can bend. A lot of guys that tall can't bend at the ankles and the knees and the hips, but Nate can. And really his overall strength, I think, is pretty good. Certainly can improve. And I'm sure that the Patriots, you know, have a plan to do that. I'm sure they've got a great strength and conditioning staff there that has a great plan to get started with Nate, and he will hook up with them and do everything that they ask of him, and I'm sure you'll see great results from that.
Coach, why do you think last night when Bill Belichick came out to talk to reporters about the pick, he adamantly stated that Nate was going to be a left tackle. In the NFL. That's what he had played at Colorado. That's what he expected him to play in the NFL. That's kind of rare for Bill to come out with that declarative a statement about a rookie. Why do you think he feels that Nate doesn't have the flexibility? Because the versatility is a buzzword here, especially with the offensive line, for people to play multiple positions. Why do you think he feels so strongly that Nate will be on the left side and might not have the ability to switch tackle spots?
Well, I would just take that completely another direction. I think he absolutely has the ability to play other spots. I think it's uncommon for a guy to have the ability to play the left tackle position. and really be, you know, a cut above type guy there, I don't have any question. Nate could play on the right side. Now, you know, the guy's 6'8". Usually your guys on the edge are a little taller, and then, you know, your centers and guards sometimes are not quite as long a guys dealing with those big barrel-chested two techniques down in there. But, you know, I think saying that Nate's going to be a left tackle is a very complimentary thing to say, and, you know, not that, not feeling like he doesn't have the ability to play somewhere else.
Coach, if you had any advice, I don't know if you've talked with Nate since he's been picked, but if you had any advice for him right now, what would you say to him?
Well, Nate and I have talked a lot in the past. We have texted back and forth several times over the last couple of days. He's been busy as a man fighting bees here, as you can imagine. He's excited to get there. You know, Nate just needs to be Nate. Nate doesn't need to try to be anything that he's not. He's, you know, as great an athlete, and I'm telling you guys, this guy has uncommon physical ability. He's an even better person. He's just a great human being. He doesn't need to let all this change him, and it won't. He'll go out and buy him a F-150 pickup, buy his mom a Toyota, and, you know, this sudden change in his income is not going to change the person that he is. I can assure you that. He is well-grounded, and that would be my advice is, hey, just enjoy it. Go up there, hook up, go to work. You got a great offensive line coach there. You've got a great strength and conditioning staff. And, you know, there's a lot of people there that have a great interest in seeing you succeed. They've put a lot of faith and confidence in you, and you know, it was well placed. They'll get a great payback on this pick.
Well, we're excited here. It's definitely a need that the Patriots had. And, you know, we appreciate you taking the time, Coach, and letting Patriots fans from all over the world know what you're thinking.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited about it. You guys are lucky to have him. I think as you get to know him, you'll come to that opinion as well.
Okay, that's Coach Denver Johnson, who was Nate Solder's O-line coach over in Colorado. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, so that was nice of him to take the time to talk with us. And, you know, obviously he's very high on his player. And, you know, but the one thing that struck me is what he's saying is this upside, this huge upside that this guy has. And I guess that's the same thing that the Patriots saw in him because, you know, there were a couple established guys out there. You know, the kid from Wisconsin, Costanzo from Boston College. These are guys that maybe more ready at this time to just step in. But they looked at this guy and they saw this huge potential, and let's hope it
Yeah,
it happens.
And there's a reason why Solder was rated ahead of all of those guys, really, for in a lot of different places. And, I mean, not universally. There were some differing opinions, but a lot of places had Solder up there behind Tyron Smith as number two on that list of tackles. And I think it's the ability. It's the athleticism. It's the ability to play in space, you know, probably for the Patriots to execute in a zone-blocking scheme where maybe he'll have some time to develop into the strength that he might need to improve at this level. Like Andy said, he's going to get bull rushed a little bit.
Yeah,
he's learning
the
position.
He's going to be challenged.
He's going to be challenged. Yeah. He's going to play right away. So I don't think that the Patriots would have taken him if they didn't think he was ready to play right away, Freddie. And they would have taken maybe one of those other guys who, you know, perhaps is a little bit further along. I think this guy is going to be solid. I love everything I hear about his makeup and about his personality. Seems like a really bright guy. Evidently, he gave some consideration to going to Dartmouth.
To play basketball.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a little idea of what kind of academic background he has.
And Eric, I think you'd be interested. I heard Brown was his safety school.
This is the second time tonight he's used that joke.
I didn't do it on air.
It was my safety school, too.
Moving along, Freddie, the Bengals took Andy Dalton.
Yep.
It's a high-profile guy that I know a lot of people were figuring was going to go early in the second round. Well, he has.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently Denver has made a trade with San Francisco. The Niners are on the clock, and I guess the pick is in. I'm not sure where they're going with it, but
right.
we have a trade.
Just to bring everybody
To date. The Dalton pick is interesting, too, because people were speculating yesterday, including us on this show, about the future of Carson Palmer. This might lend some credence to the belief that he's not.
No one in Cincinnati.
See you later.
Yeah. No, nobody in Cincinnati thinks he's coming back.
The commissioner is coming to the podium to announce San Francisco pick. Let's hear what he's saying.
University, the 249th overall selection in the 1979 draft by the San Francisco 49er, Dwight Clark.
Niners.
Only one of them?
Yeah.
Thank you. With pick number 36 in the 2011 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Colin Kaepernick, quarterback of Nevada.
Interesting.
So Jim Harbaugh has just made one of the most prolific quarterbacks in all of college football. In
a little run on quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, who I read, and I know you guys don't believe it, but I read somewhere that his arm may be stronger than Cam Newton's.
We didn't say that we didn't believe that you read it.
It's
not accurate.
Okay, that's just what I read.
He does not throw the ball that well, period.
Well, maybe not accurately, but does he have a strong arm?
No, sorry, he doesn't have a strong arm.
He doesn't have the mechanics of how he throws.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398.
Better athlete than Tebow, still a project.
John in L.A. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great.
Good. Well, I got to say, they must love this guy. If they thought all night and looked at the board and turned down trades, they must love him. I don't really know why they love him, given his injury history. That's not something you can necessarily look past and think, oh, well, we know better. But you guys seem sort of lukewarm about it, too.
Well, I mean,
I think the player is solid. I think there was other needs that they could have addressed. That's all.
Yeah, and I think it's a little unfair to say an injury history, like he's, you know, every year he's out for 8 to 9 games. Stephen Neal had an injury history. He was always hurt. You could always count on him to miss games. This guy was hurt this past year. It's a little unfair to call it a history where he had one. I mean, people get hurt in football.
The only thing that you worry about with a guy like this is he had some hamstring problems and some knee problems, correct? Definitely
ankle,
hamstring.
I think it was ankle, knee.
Same.
And I think
he's a cornerback who relies on his athleticism and speed, and have any of these injuries to his legs affected that?
And I think maybe the combine 40 time, I mean, the combine 40 where he pulled up a little lame.
That would be the only thing that I would say, well, there's something to worry about with injuries.
And that might have been related to the other injuries, only in that he might have been trying to come back too soon or whatever.
With Terrence Wheatley in his wrist, it was the same kind of thing a couple of years ago. And you're like, well, if he's a guy who likes to play physical and jam at the line of scrimmage and he has a wrist problem, and sure enough, he ends up on DL, IR, I should say. It's not baseball. It's IR,
DL. No, we know what you're talking
about. With a wrist injury, in his rookie year. So, yeah, these kinds of things can be red flags going forward. But
would you say Tom Brady has an injury history because he missed 1 year with a knee injury?
No.
So I mean, let's not go overboard and think that this guy is a train wreck.
I agree with you.
Let's see. Robert writes in: can we please just take a flyer on Justin Houston? I don't care if we can only play him on third down. He has that first step quickness that we need to put pressure on the quarterback. I think he is better than Brooks Reed and Jabal Sherrod. What are your thoughts?
I agree.
I don't really care for Houston all that much.
I like him better than those other two guys.
I'd almost be willing to take Brooks Reed over him at this point.
Forget about Jabal Sheard because he just went.
So the run of defensive ends has not stopped.
Cleveland has picked Jabal Sheard out of Pittsburgh with the 37th pick. Yep. Arizona is now on the board.
This is the guy who one day saved a woman, an old woman from a burning building, and the next, not literally, but got into a fight with a man, and when the police arrived, he threw the guy through a plate of glass. And so he's got a little bit of sort of, I don't know if it's bipolar issues, but he's got some sort of...
He has his good days and his bad days.
Yeah, apparently. But, Patriots fans want to know, can he rush the quarterback?
Now, Mikey Vandalism was at the draft yesterday, and he's on the phone right now. Hey, Mikey.
What's up?
How you doing? How was it there yesterday? I heard you got kicked out.
Almost got kicked out. It was wild there. Radio City, when is anyone going to let you line up on time? We didn't get in line until 6 o'clock to line up for the draft. They were kicking fans out. It was crazy. People were rioting.
Oh.
It was wild.
And were you one of those people booing
Robert
the...
I watched Cam Jordan fall. This is getting heart-wrenching over here. Watching all the board, when are we going to get our pass rusher?
I don't know the answer to that.
See, but there's one thing that I kind of disagree with some of our listeners on. the way we characterize pass rushers, Muhammad Wilkerson, Cam Jordan, J.J. Watt, these guys weren't going to improve your pass rush significantly. Now, they might have helped.
They would help, but they're not the pass rusher.
Right. Instead of getting a guy in Gerard Warren who had two or three sacks last year, maybe one of these guys, if he worked out, if he panned out, Cam Jordan, might have gotten you five or six.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about traditional pass rushers, the outside linebackers are those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the four that I thought were worthy of being selected in the first round were off the board when they picked at 17. Mm-hmm.
Still, it's the second round. You still have Akeem Ayers on the board.
Oh, yeah. No, they have two more picks here.
There's still talent outside linebackers. So do you think that one of these linebackers will be able to fall to us with our next pick?
Yep.
Maybe, but then you run the risk of, I mean, this is the position they were in last year, where in the second round, after a couple of picks, they took Jermaine Cunningham, and the thought last year was, oh, they got their pass rusher. Well, no, they didn't. They got a guy who situationally can come in at outside linebacker and play. That's what you're going to get in the second round.
I'll take another one of those guys. Short of...
Well, because you need one.
Right. Short of Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
Or
you need
one
the bodies.
You know, they didn't get a chance to take one of those blue chippers. So yep. I'll take another Jermaine Cunningham in the second round if they can get him. But at some point, I do think you have to... I thought the first pick with Nate Solder was a really good, I think, a textbook example of how you should run the draft. You look at value and you look at need and you do your best to combine the two.
Mm-hmm.
This pick, to me, is all about value with Dowling and not need. I don't like those picks.
Conrad in L.A. writes in, hey, guys, and Eric, I emailed you guys on Tuesday saying that hypothetically, if all the outside linebackers were off the board, we should take a defensive end or possibly an offensive tackle. So as soon as Kerrigan was taken, I knew I had a possibility of being right in the offensive tackle. Solder has a ridiculous upside, and his scouting report is very similar to Vollmer. But the question is, can Scar teach him as well as he did Vollmer? And as for Razai Dowling, I believe you shouldn't be concerned for Bodden, but Merriweather instead. I see Dowling as a potential free safety for us.
I don't know enough about the guy to
because of his
that
because of his size.
He's about 6'1".
He's closer to 6'2".
Maybe that's the way they're looking at it. Is they want to add to a safety and.
That's an interesting theory.
That's
you
got to
turn your mic on.
Andy's back from doing a hit.
I mean, you're
a hit of what?
Oh yeah, that's your headphone thing. What am I talking about?
Cardinals.
Good Lord, I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
Cardinals are their pick is in.
Andy, so we got the answer, by the way. It was a Bay Area team that picked Kaepernick, not the Raiders.
Not the,
the other idiots across the Bay. Are you freaking kidding me?
They traded up to get him, too.
That's a joke.
I love Jim Harbaugh, too.
It looks like Ryan Williams is going to the Cardinals.
Epic fail.
Andy Hart wants to know if he can draft Andy Dalton's girlfriend.
How do you know that?
We saw that, and I agree.
Good upper body strength.
Yes.
Pecs.
You sent that in?
I tweeted it.
Oh.
It took me forever. No, it took me forever because Twitter was down for like 20 minutes.
Even on the
neither would work. Twitter was busy. Maybe everybody in the world was tweeting the same thing at the same time.
Wow.
How does an ugly redhead like him get that?
Because he's a quarterback who's now a millionaire.
Good answer. Kind of the anti-Eric.
Right.
He just called you good looking.
I'm not. No, he
no,
didn't.
No, no, no,
no, he
no.
didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Sort of, I guess I may have if you'd really take
it. He said, how does an ugly redhead get that? He said, sort of the anti-you.
I read between the lines. I knew what he meant.
It was a shock. I'm just telling you what he said.
All right, here comes the commish.
Who's the Cardinals?
Do they have any Hall of
Famers? The Cardinals selection, please welcome from Southern University, a third-round draft pick by 1991 by the Cardinals, safety Aeneas Williams.
I heard that first.
What'd he say?
He said Aeneas Williams.
With the 38th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Ryan Williams, running back, Virginia Tech.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Ryan
anyway,
Williams.
A lot of them.
Good player, but I would really wonder.
Injury guys coming off the board here.
Yeah.
I wonder about that pick for the Cardinals. I mean, I think he's going to be a good running
back. What's his name a bust? The guy I thought would be a bust?
Beanie Wells. He's been all right.
He has?
Hasn't he?
I haven't really heard much about him. I don't watch a lot of Cardinals games.
He hasn't been great. He's been hurt, just like he was in college. Yeah. But I think he's been reasonably productive when healthy.
Beanie's a weenie.
And so then they have the other guy there, too, right?
Hightower.
He's been a good combo back for them. Tim Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're at the 39th pick.
When do we pick again? 50?
Tennessee is on 56. The clock. We pick at 56 and 60.
So far.
Right.
That's appropriate. Andre Tippett will announce the 56th pick.
So there's a lot of space now between the Patriots' next pick.
I think they're announcing the second round picks, so unless there's a another Patriots option.
That'd be cool.
The bow tie's really making a comeback, huh?
Yeah. In this draft, yeah.
You know who started that?
Bozo the Clown?
I don't know. Dehani Jones?
Oh. Jim from Eastern Michigan University. Hey, guys, and Eric, I'm stuck on a choice of beverages in regards to the previous pick. Beer or Kool-Aid? With that said, what are the odds a player like Brooks Reed or Justin Houston drops into our lap at 56? I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little restless. We need a pass rusher, and we need it now. Make a pick, Bill.
You might have a chance with Houston with the drug test failure. Yeah. I think Brooks Reed, there's a good chance he'll be gone by then. Although some people had him as like a third-round rated player. There were a lot of varying opinions. You know, at one point, remember, his stock on all the mocks was up. He was going to be the 17th pick for the Patriots. Other people thought he was a third-round pick. I would kind of be in the middle somewhere.
I mean, are we just barking up the wrong tree at this point in hoping to get a guy whose specialty is rushing the passer?
Well, that's what I said before about Cunningham.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a second-round situational kind of guy.
But the difference is maybe this year they take the situational pass rusher, the rusher,
right,
which I think Brooks Reed can be. Dante Moak might be another option. Some of these guys that maybe they can't fill out the other needs, which I think Cunningham is more well-rounded at, but maybe they can be an upgrade from Tully Bantakane or an upgrade when you go to those 50% of the time you're in sub-defenses and you bring a guy in.
Tyler is from Virginia, and he might have some insight on Dowling. Hey, Tyler.
Hey.
You like the pick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's real good. I mean, we got bookend tackles, bookend corners. I think it's going to, I mean, hopefully as long as everything pans out, we got some nice young players, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
happy with it.
Are you happy that, you know, this pushes, say, Lee Bodden to a nickel job or drafting a nickelback with the first pick in the second round?
I mean, I guess the best player will play wherever he plays, you know what I mean? But if he had to play safety for Merriweather, you know, I mean, that'd work out. But I tell you, I really like coming up, and it's going to be later, but, man, I like that DeMarco Murray. What do you think about him?
I love him.
Yeah, I like him.
He reeks Patriots.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
I think he'd be great, and I think he's slated real late. I think he could even be third round, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great
Thanks,
fit.
Thanks, Tyler.
His receiving ability would be tremendous. I don't think he's capable of being more than a committee guy in the NFL, so perfect to go to a team where they like to use a committee.
Robin in Alaska writes in an optimist point of view. I like the two picks so far. Given the situation with Light, Mankins, and Neal, combined with Andy's bromance being gone, I can understand taking Solder at 17. Given that pass rush is a need, I like the pick of a high potential cornerback. Let me explain. If the Pats can hit on this pick like they did McCourty last year, our secondary would be stronger. A stronger secondary will help the defensive front.
Yeah.
Now we have to remind ourselves that the Pats still have more picks to make, and so far this is unfolding in a neat way. Maybe not the way many of us dream, but the reality isn't a nightmare either. So,
not a dream come true either.
All right, here's a couple of things that I don't like about the Dowling pick. And again, not the player, because very highly regarded.
By the way, just a quick, I want to forget, before I forget that, there's no I in Solder.
But
there is in Ross I Dowling.
That's right.
Do we know, like, the origins of that name? And like,
yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I'm sure we will.
Yes.
But, number one,
there's no I in Solder.
I don't think you could play young cornerback any better than what Devin McCourty did.
Right.
I think you can't play at any higher level than he played last year. So chances are, even if he is a truly special player, he
won't be as good as Devin McCourty.
No. Devin McCourty won't be as good as Devin
McCourty. Oh, you're saying he's going to have a little sophomore slump.
No, I'm saying you can't play that good.
What are you saying?
I'm saying
he can be a
great player. I'm willing to submit as evidence that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback after 1 year. What are the chances he's going to pick off all those passes again? Probably not. Probably not going to happen. Probably not going to make all those plays again. Very little chance that another rookie comes in and
does the same thing.
That performance. Mm-hmm. Another thing I don't like out of all of this is if indeed Dowling is a starting caliber cornerback, how many million are we paying a backup now in Lee Bodden?
I have that same concern.
Another thing I don't like
is the Paul whole, doesn't like a lot.
The whole idea of trying to cover up the fact that you can't get anywhere near a quarterback with coverage. You did that last year. You covered and you created all these turnovers, and McCourty was great, and you finished 32nd stopping the
Isn't
pass.
Isn't he still playing?
On third down.
Let's listen to the commissioner.
In the 1999 Kearse, draft by the Titans, defensive end Javon Kearse.
They drafted him again.
I thought he went back to the Titans.
I'm only kidding. Javon Kearse is announcing.
And with the 39th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Akeem Ayers.
Okay.
UCLA.
Pick for them for their defense.
Akeem Ayers is off the board. Anybody that was hoping for him, sorry about that.
He wouldn't have fit anyway. I don't like the fit for the Patriots. He's better for that defense.
All right. Well, Dallas is on the board now. And let's go to the phones. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Mike in Canton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, so you guys just keyed in on this a minute ago, but about coverage stacks. I mean, we always talk about the DNs and the linebackers getting to the quarterback, but we all know how if you get all the guys covered in the field, you know, it's only a matter of time before one of our D linemen get in there. Or
and
get somebody in there.
And Mike, the other thing about that, if you're confident in your coverage, you take more chances. You blitz
right.
a little bit more, and that's something the Patriots don't do a lot because maybe they weren't confident in their coverage.
I like that argument better than the we'll just cover and
yeah,
similarly
I don't
get
like
there.
The time
I don't think
sack.
You can cover for that
right.
long in the NFL
exactly.
if you have Deion Sanders, Champ Bailey, and Darrell Revis lined up.
I think the Jets proved that last year.
I don't know the breakdown of the numbers, but my instinct would tell me that more often than not, your front seven helps your secondary more than your secondary helps your front seven.
I think it's hand in hand, Eric. I don't think you can say that. I think it goes hand in hand.
You don't even know what the title lines up.
I feel like we're getting away from the old way of how Bill Belichick ran his defense.
And how would that be?
I don't know.
Effectively?
The fact that we used to be more aggressive,
oh,
I feel like.
Oh, jeez. See, that's the thing. The Patriots under Bill Belichick were never a big blitzing team. Situationally, you know,
yeah.
You know, they would get a lead, and you'd see Jarvis Green, for example, make a couple key sacks in the fourth quarter. That's when they kind of, you know,
blitz.
Did their damage. They were never a team that took a lot of chances, especially early in the game. They were never that type of team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, Freddie. They're not a huge blitzing team, and they actually, I thought, blitzed a reasonable amount last year. But
thanks,
I think,
Mike.
But I think that was because of him trying to cover up some of the deficiencies that they did have. I agree with you, Freddie. I don't think Belichick's nature is to be over the top aggressive in terms of blitzing all out on a consistent basis. He'll pick his spots, you know, it's certainly in the fourth quarter when he has you one dimensional, he'll turn up the heat, but. I agree with you overall.
I mean, you know, we kind of call Rex Ryan, you know, he's like this crazy, reckless guy. But you got to imagine if he didn't have, you know, the quality that he didn't have backfield, he wouldn't take as many chances as he does. The Baltimore Ravens, you know, if they didn't have Ed Reed back there, would they be as aggressive? I don't know. But it helps to have confidence in your coverage and to be able to take those chances. It presses everything forward. Because you know the quarterback's gonna have, you know, he's gonna have to get the ball out at some point, and you know if your coverage is good.
Not here, not against the Patriots. They didn't have to get the ball out at some point.
Yeah.
You could just wait till someone got open.
And when he does, he'll just throw it over the middle.
Alden,
that's always open.
Alden in Illinois says,
Smith?
Andy, would you rather Andy Dalton's girlfriend or Brooklyn Decker?
Oh, come on. Not even in the same league.
She was pretty nice.
She looked good for, you know.
Frank goes, she was pretty nice.
The girls hanging around guys that are being drafted. But Brooklyn Decker is re-goddamn-diculous.
Who do you see that we could draft with our next pick that would...
Garrett has had the same stupid, goofy grin on his face for a day and a half now. He's just sitting... It's a mannequin or something.
Do you think they even tell him who they drafted?
He's talking about the Dallas War Room. Who do you see that we could draft with our next pick that would at least start to help our pass rush?
Brooks Reed.
Yeah.
Justin Houston. Kevin Carter. Nope. Well, Kevin Carter would.
Bruce.
Yeah, Chris.
Kevin Carter.
Chris Carter probably a little early for
Kevin
him.
Kevin Carter could probably come in right now and lead this team in sacks.
Can we draft Tippett? Can
was
he just announce Andre Tippett?
So
the other Matthews, Casey Matthews,
he stinks.
The Dallas pick is in.
Sorry,
we're waiting to hear about that.
What kind of cookies you got over there?
508.
Plenty.
298-0398 is the is Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, and Got a lot of emails coming in.
Read some.
Jacob from Dallas, why didn't we trade up a little to get Robert Quinn? Would it really have been that expensive to trade up two or three picks? Mm-mm. And are you happy with drafting Dowling? It's good to have all three, but how much will that cost, and do you think Lee Bodden will be traded?
That's an interesting proposition.
Does he become trade
Andy, I think you're right. I think it was a prom.
I was the one that said that it was a prom.
Oh, sorry. Freddie, I think you were right. I think it was a prom.
But let's
really,
get
he went
back
with
to
a
the
white
email.
Tux. Good call.
This was 1986.
I mean, are we
Paul Perillo, Everett High School?
You know, does Lee Bodden as trade bait come into play?
That's an interesting proposition.
Wait a minute. Either you drafted the guy because you want to have a lot of really good corners, or you're trying to trade him. Which is it? Now you guys are just rationalizing picks however you want to willy-nilly.
What guys?
This guy up here.
I didn't say that.
All right,
I
mean, let's go to the podium.
No, wait a minute.
In
the 2011 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Bruce Carter, linebacker, North Carolina.
Okay.
Are you going with the idea that we're drafting good corners because we're going to corner? That's our philosophy. Or are you going with the idea we're trading Lee Bodden?
I'm
you
can't reading have it an email ways. From a listener.
Yeah, why are you yelling at him?
No, but
right.
This is the guy that's on your side. He's arguing your argument.
No, I never talked about Lee Bodden being traded. This was
no,
an
you're just
email.
Going to, you don't want him to make the team. You think this is going to cut
him. I'm asking from
we
the,
don't know what he's going
I'm
to do.
I'm asking from the email, Big Head, does this make this you know this put Lee Bodden into the trade mill?
No.
And you're saying no. That's fine. All I'm doing is, you know, relaying the message, okay?
Well, you know
right
what?
Now?
I want to shoot the messenger.
You are not allowed to have a five-hour energy.
I'm having a cookie, though. It's tremendous.
Really?
A-hole.
Are those the butterscotch ones?
Oh, yeah.
A-hole.
Let's see. Sean from, and I'm not going to read where he is in California. I know you're trying to fool me, and you didn't get me. I was wondering what other options there are
for
pass rushers.
You can tell us, though, Fred.
Other than Brooks Reed and Justin Houston, and also do you see the Pats choosing a running back in the second or third round?
Possibly, yeah.
Actually, no.
We like Daniel Thomas.
So they won't.
You don't need to shout. You can put your mic in front of your face.
No.
Daniel Thomas still available.
You ever hear of a Camelot? You know,
No.
Camelot?
No, you know, like Camelot.
Camelot, you know, the Camelot.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Well, he's from Cumsalot, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's what he wrote.
I'm glad you didn't say.
I apologize to our listeners.
A thousand times.
Fred Kirsch.
Don in California is on the line. Hey, Don.
Don, hey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
We're just here at the draft.
Man. I just got on a little late, man, so. I'm hearing a lot of negative about this kid, the cornerback kid. So I was just wondering, what's your take? I mean, I just started listening to you guys. I mean, I don't like the pick personally. I think that we should have got Ayers. I mean, if not Ayers, why not get the kid from UNC, the defensive tackle kid? Marvin Austin. Yeah, that's his name. I liked him.
I don't think he's a good scheme fit.
Not a good scheme.
He's only 6'2". I think he's a 4'3 penetrating tackle. I'm not sure he'd be a nose tackle here. And I just think he'd be a tweener type here.
Also not thought to be a great guy.
So with us drafting Dowling, do that mean that Arrington is gone?
I wouldn't necessarily assume that. I mean, you clearly have more numbers now. But
the guy whose roster spot specifically might be like Jonathan Wilhite.
Or Darius
Butler.
I think Will Hite this year, Butler next year.
Who they almost traded, supposedly, or were talking about trading in the Pierre Thomas deal last season.
Who, Will Hite?
No, Darius
Butler. Darius Butler.
Oh, Butler.
His days might be numbered.
Butler hasn't panned out to me, so I think it's probably him and Arrington, if anything, on the cut list. So what if Bill doesn't draft a pass rusher, like, is there any in free agency? I mean, what's going on, man?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot in free agency.
Well, there's so many free agents, depending on what happens.
There are all tiers.
There's a lot of guys that possibly could be available.
And, okay.
From franchise-type guys.
Thank you for the call, Don.
To Jack.
So hear me out here. If pass rush, and we all agree, it's this glaring need, and you have to solve it right now, maybe free agency is the route to go because you get a veteran who can step right in.
Sure.
Theoretically.
Yeah, maybe. If you're willing to spend the money.
If you're willing, so, and that's a big if with this
so
team.
Do you think that that's even a remote possibility?
They've done it before. It's not like they've never done it.
I'm asking you, based on the last 11 years and the two high-money free agents they've signed, do you think they'll do that?
I think if they see there's a guy that they think will help them, they will. I really do. You know? Okay, so they didn't get Julius Peppers, but
Colvin.
You know,
there's Colvin guys
there's guys that, you know, you don't have to spend Julius Peppers money at that are out there that
might. Oh, yeah. No, if you want to get a guy like that, we could take one in the fifth round too. We're not at the pay
Well, Paul and I like
the guy
Roth,
in the fifth round, Paul, isn't going to step in this year and help you.
And neither is a guy that you're not going to pay big money to in free agency.
Well, what do you consider big money? I mean, does it have to be Julius Peppers money? Because there's not a lot of Julius Peppers out there.
$35 million like Adalys Thomas got.
No, yeah, Adalys Thomas money is big.
Well,
money.
They've done that before.
And it didn't work.
So don't say that they don't do that.
Twice in 11 years. Well, I gave you those.
That's okay.
So do you think they would do it again was my question.
I think they might. I think if we are so smart.
I can't tell you what they're going to do.
I know, but if we are so smart and the need that we say is so glaring, you know, they must see it too, right? It can't be just us. Right,
but just because they see it doesn't mean they agree with us that it needs to be filled.
Oh, come on.
Or that the guy's available.
I mean,
fill it.
The third down defensive stats don't lie.
I know.
I mean, that's a fact. You know?
I know.
And I think getting a corner helps that. But I think they would agree in a moment of, you know, honesty that, yeah, we'd love to improve that pass
but
rush.
But they might not agree with us on how to fill it,
right,
is my point.
Well,
they might think that you can keep putting Band-Aids on it and get by.
Yeah, maybe. But I also think that in the past they've tried to do things. If they fail, that's one thing. But they have – so you can't say they never have done this.
I didn't say they never did. I said twice in 11 years.
Okay, so?
That's not never.
But they didn't have – in the first 4-5 years of Belichick's tenure here, they didn't have this problem. They've only had this problem.
I'm not talking about pass rushers. I'm talking about free agents, period. Twice in 11 years, they've spent big money on a free agent.
Maybe the Texans can save us from this argument and make their pick.
Pot it up.
From Texas A&M University, the 12th pick in the first round of the 1994 draft by the New York Jets, former Houston Texans cornerback Aaron Glenn.
By the way, Washington picked Travis Jenkins.
With the 42nd pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Brooks Reed, linebacker, Arizona.
Well, so much for Brooks Reed.
Now you're stuck with the pot-smoking Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I like that because I think Justin Houston's better anyway.
I think he's a better all-around player. I think this guy might be a better pure pass rusher.
I have no faith whatsoever that we would take Justin Houston at 56 if he were available.
Hey, guess who just stopped in, guys?
Scott Zolak?
Scott Zolak.
You guys are the four most angry people I've ever been on. This is all fabricated.
I learned it by watching them, though.
They should have you guys on doing stuff right now, draft coverage, these stupid baseball shows. You know, I'm driving around coming here and listen to who the Red Sox are going to throw and they're going to face six righties next. Nobody cares about that right now.
And I have some good stories.
Tell your bosses to give us a chance. Put us on.
I agree. Something's got to be done.
So, Scott, what do you think so far?
I thought it was going to go this way about 2 weeks ago.
You did say that,
he actually
right?
did
yeah,
say he I, did say Nate Solder.
I watched, and this wasn't because Bill told me anything.
I'm sure it wasn't.
I watched his combine
Who
workout.
Who did that victory tour? He's been hitting all the radio stations.
Go back.
Why are you dressed so nice, by the way?
Just in case somebody asks me to go on TV. Okay. Yeah. So I look like one of you guys. You know, I see you guys on Comcast all the time.
Hey,
I tell you what. If you look at Solder's private workout video, I played with a guy by the name of Max Lane, about 6'8", 6'9".
I remember him.
Max is real, upright. Remember the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Right tackle, and then we blocked one-on-one.
He's upright, not upright anymore.
Big guys that are 6'8", 6'9", have a problem dropping their ass. I could say ass, because we're on the internet.
Yeah, well, you can say more than that.
I say it on our show, too.
You can't say hole, though, with the ass.
Exactly.
You can say both, just not like together.
You might want to when he keeps talking.
Really impressive. I think that's what drew their eye, was that he looked like a pretty damn good athlete. Reminds me of the Lepsis kid.
When
I got drafted, Pat Harlow was the first round pick here. He was our backside tackle.
What?
Lepsis played tight end at SC. Denver would try and look at the former tight end type players that have the frame that you could put some pounds on, that have good feet, convert them to tackles, had a pretty damn nice career out of it. This kid this kid looks real athletic. But he just looked physically imposing. He looks like Vollmer.
The one problem is, I think, personally, is that I think he's going to get pushed around a little bit early. And the other issue is you had an all Pro Bowl left tackle last year.
Yeah.
So you didn't upgrade your team. You just got back to where you were last year where you had a pretty good left tackle.
I don't think that kid was coming back, though. That's the thing.
I agree. It was a
I think Matt Leif unfairly had gotten the tack for about 11 years here. For the most part, he was a damn good productive player for as many times as they threw the ball.
It's not like there was a good player.
Hello, I'm a shotgun. Here we go. We're going to throw
it. I was never his biggest fan, but he's a good solid tackle.
I mean, when you go back and look at the, the ones that are evident are, you know, the Jason Taylor ones, the Dwight Freeney.
Yeah,
where
they
he
do
can't
that to
the
everybody.
Everybody has those. But
yeah.
But the problem is,
Solder
no left side of the line right now.
Right.
So
and now you're giving it to Solder.
We all think it's a major need. It was a major, major need they filled. We all were happy with it. And Andy had Solder as your number two tackle, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I like him. I think his athleticism is phenomenal.
After Tyree,
it's a good upside.
The power and strength worry me a little bit. I think he's going to get pushed around
a
little bit.
It's not a sexy pick because it's a tackle.
Fans will hate it.
Now, Scott, you also said they would trade away the 28th for a first round next year. You were right on that.
Too much sense. He only have five picks next year.
What do you think about them taking the corner with that 33rd pick?
A little surprised by that because I always thought
you
in the back of their mind that
you didn't get the private video of that.
No, I didn't.
I'll talk to Bill about it. I'll make sure you get
it next year. He'll give you all the information. it's taken me 11 years, to read in between the lines with him.
So he does give you something.
Yeah, that's a lot of leg rubbing.
It's a lot of 11 years. I was a little shocked by the pick, but I think in the back of their minds, they always felt, hey, we got Lee Bodden coming back. And a lot of people forget about that. People say, well, maybe Butler could develop.
Fred thinks he's going to get cut.
You think Bonds get after the
I
money
never,
they gave last year?
I never said that. I never said that.
I'm exaggerating. Yeah. That's what I do.
My point is, and Scott,
who plays nickel?
You know, I said
Ross
my point is you can improve your pass rush as much with good coverage as you can.
How the Jets beat them?
Getting a specialist.
How the Jets beat
them? That's my point.
They covered them.
That's my point. You know,
to me, the Jets beat him by Mark Sanchez playing out of his mind.
Yeah, but really,
you can't play defense.
He sat there, and even his last two drives, he sat. He had time. There's just nobody open. They covered him up. That's another way to get to the quarterback.
I agree that the Jets' defense won by covering. Freddie is absolutely right about that. They covered, and then the pressure got
maybe
there.
Maybe they've been working because of coverage sacks. Maybe they've been trying to get the spikes, the Cunninghams, and maybe it's coming to them that they're not going to get to the quarterback that way, and that they have to go by another means.
But that's because they haven't drafted a pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean,
Cunningham is not a pass rusher. He's a well-rounded outside linebacker.
He's a good backer.
Set the edge. Occasionally he'll get in there, but he's not a
first
step guy.
Hey, they still got Ninkovich, you know? Yeah. Hey.
They've never tried to draft a guy. Just go get the quarterback. We'll start there.
There hasn't been a
Willie
McGinnis, unless you're going top five guy.
So why don't you trade up and get Robert Quinn? That's what I would. That's the bandwagon I was on. Quinn falls, and he's there at 13. 14.
You got picked at 14.
Picked at 14. So if you go to 13, if you go up four spots, you can get a guy who could be the next Julius Peppers.
Maybe they rolled the dice and thought too many questions. Maybe nobody would take him. Or why don't you take you have three picks in a second. When in a draft, if you had a chance at 33 to draft a month ago, the number one guy that was on the board in Daquan Bowers. So what? You put him out there for what, 12 plays a game? On third down, go get the quarterback.
And that's why I didn't want to draft him the first round because I think here he is a situational pass rusher. He's not athletic enough to be out there all the time, not big enough to be an end, but he's good enough to be a situational pass rusher. Now you're in the second round.
It's not like you're not picking again until 114 or something.
Because theoretically, Rasai Dowling is now a situational player. He's going to be your nickelback at best. Because I got to think the money they're paying Bodden and coming back with McCourty, those
Bodden
are your starters.
McCourty are your starters.
So you drafted a nickelback. There's no difference between a nickelback
and
a situational pass rusher.
So
I think the bone-on-bone issue in the knee, which I call gay porn, by the way, in case you're wondering. I can say that on air, too.
Well, that's one that's probably just for the internet.
I almost said it on your station this morning, but I didn't know if I'd get in trouble.
Oh, you can say it with those guys.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
I said Tutcher and Rich probably would like that.
Oh, of course they would.
Minnesota just picked Kyle Rudolph, the tight end.
First tight end off the board.
Notre Dame.
So.
To reach.
All right, guys.
All right, Scott.
It's good seeing you.
See you, Zoe.
This is just his victory tour. He's got another stop.
Now, who are they taking in the sixth round? Did they tell you that?
No. You know, he only hits on his first round picks, right? That's a good success rate, though.
All right. Well, unlike yesterday.
So where can we see you now today?
We got a live show starting at 7.
Who's we?
Wiggy, Jermaine Wiggins and Mike Flynn are going to start anchoring coverage for 98.5 The Sports Hub at 7.
Up here?
I'm going to do a couple hits. They're back in studio.
Oh, okay.
I think they're on for like 5 hours. So.
Really?
Five action packs?
A lot of football. That's I'm not here for 5 hours.
Flagship station.
That's a lot of weeks. Gresh and I tomorrow, post-draft wrap-up show, plus little Bruins. We'll be at the CBS scene from 11 to 2:30 leading up to the Bruins.
And Zoe's buying, so show up.
And maybe I did steal your lunch, but look how many free ones I got you. See? Download these podcasts right now.
CBS scene tomorrow. Zoe will buy you food.
That's me.
All right,
see you guys.
All right, Scott Zolak stopping in from 98.5. Thank you, Scott. And he was right. He predicted that the Patriots would take a tackle with their first pick and then trade the 28th for a first-rounder next year. And
Lions haven't made the playoffs since 1999.
On the nose.
Freddie, every once in a while, by the way, you just stun me.
What?
Matt Lepsis.
I know.
The athletic.
Ask him who plays safety for us. He's got no idea. He was
on the Broncos.
Because he's still a Broncos fan.
He's just still a Broncos
fan. That is unbelievable.
Guy.
You are still Broncos through and through. Are you excited about Von Miller?
I'm off of them.
No, you're not.
I am scared of him being there.
You should be.
Yeah.
Who?
Because your guy
Von
Vollmer
Miller with Denver
and
Doomerville and him.
Solder versus Doomerville and him could be an issue for you.
Plus, John Fox.
Well, not for you because you're cheering for the Broncos.
Right.
But.
I'm not playing. So
John Fox is one of these guys that somehow he just can't seem to make it consistently, but he'll make a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can build a team. He just can't keep it.
Not sold on Elway as my boss.
Yeah, we'll see about
or
that.
Or Zanders
I,
as
I, you
the
know,
sub-boss.
As much as I love
your
Elway,
balls.
I agree with that.
Original course.
You know, it's like there's rumors that, and this is off
that
sport, that if Doc Rivers doesn't come back, that Kevin McHale.
Yes.
I don't want him to be the
Kevin
coach.
McHale is up for the Rockets job right now.
They also rumored for the Celtics. I don't want him to be the Celtics coach.
You know Doc Rivers was a player too, right? And Danny Ainge?
No, but yeah, McHale, Kevin McHale.
McHale was pretty good as a coach too. He did pretty good with some of those young guys. He's
terrible. I don't think
on
he's
TV.
Nuts enough.
He doesn't say enough.
I don't like him on TV.
Yeah, he.
I don't care for him.
I think he gives you some good stuff, but doesn't get in detail enough, in depth enough.
All right. Well, unlike yesterday, we are going to take breaks today. And
oh, good.
Right now, we're
we already
take
did
one.
An hour.
Holy crap!
Yeah. So we're going to be right back
Another
after
hour.
This quick break, and Chris with a TIAN will be on the phone. We'll be right back.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010, Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
With the 17th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Nate Solder, offensive tackle, Colorado.
Back on April 6th in draft prospect review, Andy, Paul, and Eric talked about Nate Solder, so let's take a little listen to what these guys were saying about the Patriots' first pick back early April.
On the Andy Hart big board that we all like to look at, Nate Solder, listed as the top guy, and he's also the biggest guy, 6'8", 315. I was unimpressed, though, with the way he used his size and power against his opponents. I didn't think overpowered people as much as I would have liked to see a guy his size do.
Well, yeah.
Your
thoughts? He's skinny. He's lanky. I think he did 20 or 21 reps at the combine. A lot of the running backs, I remember specifically Jordan Todman, an undersized running back, had 25 reps, and this guy's
225 bench for those of
315 tackle, and he's doing 20 reps. That's not overly impressive. He's a former tight end, so he's one of those. You know, as much as he's a highly thought-out prospect, he's still kind of early on in that transition and the development as a tackle. And you're right. At this point, he's more of an athlete with a wingspan and the look of what you want in a tackle than he is a finished product. He's going to have a learning curve, but it's the upside you'd be drafting.
You know, you look at a guy like Logan Mankins, who was what he was when he came out of college. He was fully a four-year guy, fully developed physically. I think a guy like Solder, as Andy would say, not sold.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking to take a project in the first round as a tackle or even a guard. I think they want those guys later. If they take a guy early, they expect him to start.
Your overall assessment of Solder, I think, is applicable to pretty much all of the top tackle prospects. Good, raw in some cases, a decent size and strength and measurables, but not a standout elite player at the position that you normally would like to have in your first round pick.
All right, so that was back on April 6th in the podcast. And well, yeah, I mean, I think everything you said there was pretty much accurate, except for the part that they won't take him in the first round.
I personally like the not sold on Solder. Yeah, that was good, Paul.
But that
was a tribute to Andy.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you were following the podcast throughout, you got the skinny on Solder early.
Ha, I see what you did there, because he's skinny.
You like that?
Fred, yes. Get a report. One of my moles on the ground somewhere said he's watching the draft, and he just saw Patriots reps at the draft reading Our Lads.
Is that right? Wow.
Oh, my. Unbelievable. Explains our drafting.
Breaking news on NFL.com. The court has granted the stay, so officially the lockout is back in force.
Okay, until it's not again.
Yeah. So,
but that I believe that does not include these post draft pick interviews that we've been
right.
Doing.
Well, even when before we could do this up until the
exactly.
draft was
final
over.
Pick. Exactly.
Right.
Hey,
and I believe it's termed an administrative
stay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of what we talked about. Give them time to get their ducks in order.
Right, and on Monday I think there's going to be another ruling.
Do you
so
get
we'll
ducks
see.
In order right. or in a row?
Titus
a row.
Young
hold
went
on.
To the Lions.
Hold on a second. I have a question.
Paul wants to talk. He hasn't had a minute.
No. This is an administrative question to go with the administrative stay.
we need an administrative.
My draft
assistant.
Tracker is saying on ESPN right here that number 10 Houston was Daquan Bowers. I thought they said Brooks Reed.
It was. I have Brooks Reed on NFL.com.
It was Brooks Reed.
Okay.
Unless it's a different.
Look at my right here, Eric.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jarvis Jenkins, Daquan Bowers, Kyle Rudolph, Titus Young.
Yes. They made a mistake
it
with Daquan
Brooks
Bowers
Reed.
Yesterday too.
It
remember?
Said Brooks Reed before.
And we had that we announced
yesterday.
It.
Evidently,
announced...
Raheem Moore just got taken. Yeah. He's crying like a baby. He's crying like Andy Hart at the altar.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline 508-298-0398. Chris
that's
with the TIA
bring it to that
on
special
the phone.
Place.
Hey, Christian.
Hey guys, somebody stole my thunder with the eyelids.
Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Jimmy? Was it the balding guy or the darker haired guy?
Yeah.
It was a little dark haired guy with a mustache.
Oh, Johnny Rotten reading
Shocker.
Our Lads.
Yeah. Shocker.
But he was showing it to an older guy with like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah, that's Jimmy D. That's video director Jimmy D. And the guy reading it is Johnny Rotten.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't want any of our scouts reading these stupid books.
Well, they're not scouts.
Just so you know, they're not scouts.
I know.
Write down who they tell them to write down.
I just don't even want this on that floor of the stadium.
I don't want you reading it.
Well,
I don't want you reading anything.
I think it was just for the name, because it looked like he was writing down the name, and then as soon as he showed him the eyelids, he wrote down the name, and they handed off the ticket.
Yeah, it's a reference material. That's fine.
Yeah.
So this was this right before they picked Rossi Dowling? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he wanted to make sure he got the name right.
Is it the hyphen, or is it the I?
Is I the middle initial?
Right. Okay.
Earlier, quickly, you guys had brought up sort of like how we've never gone after, only twice have gone after, you know, pass rushing.
Big free agents.
Has nothing to do with
high price free agents.
High price free agents. Okay.
Yeah.
And sort of getting back to now that they drafted another corner. Unless Bill Belichick has changed his philosophy, when going all the way back to the Giants, I thought it was 3-4, three big linemen, elephant, you know, outside linebackers, 6-4, 6-5. Can't find those guys. Those guys are rare.
They're very rare.
Oh, I can find him. He went in the 14th pick to the St. Louis Rams.
So there's about four of them in this draft.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So for years, that's all we were told. Those guys aren't out there. Those guys aren't out there. And now that they're out there, you know, they're going away from them. It's like, so is there a change of philosophy?
Well, we're assuming that they have, that the scouting, anti-scouting report is accurate and that this is who, you know, they're talking about in the guy that they're looking for, you know. It's a pretty big assumption.
But I think the point is there aren't guys that fit that profile, but it doesn't matter what your scouting report is. This guy fit that profile.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they don't think he's that good, it doesn't matter what his height and weight and
Freddie,
weight
I'll tell you, they didn't hate him.
Okay. I mean,
I know for a fact they did not hate him. They did not. He was not removed from the board. He wasn't their type of player, whatever. That he fit the mold.
Okay, so then why didn't they get him?
I don't know.
Okay, so there has to be a reason, Andy.
Maybe they just didn't want to trade up or couldn't trade up.
Yeah.
They didn't even consider it sounds like.
Maybe if he was there, they would have taken him.
Maybe they thought he was just
going to they couldn't.
Maybe they thought he was going to plummet. Maybe they thought everybody else feared. Because I told you, you know, I got excited yesterday, and they're doing the same thing. They're projecting the three, four teams in between, and they're saying, could this team take him? Maybe we can stay here and just take Robert Quinn, but. They didn't. They didn't do it.
By the way, Denver took Raheem Moore, another guy just crying his eyes out. I swear Tom Brady has started a new trend among NFL players.
Not a good one.
You know?
Would you cry? I'm a crier, but I don't understand this. Why are you crying?
Well, I mean, if you're I can understand that.
But you know it's coming.
I have no problem.
It's not
with
surprising
it.
In any way or
did you not know you were going to get married?
Right. Good Paul.
Thanks, Fred.
Good Paul.
F you.
Alex writes in, I think that the Patriots are having a very solid draft so far, drafting athletic, high-character kids. On Rossi Dowling, I love the pick. I think that the logic that he won't be as good as McCourty because you cannot replicate such success 2 years in a row is a casino logic to me. I think Ross will quickly make friends with McCourty and will do everything to perform as well as Devin. My only concern with the kid is that he is a hitter, so durability might be an issue. Still, I love the pick. We now have a secondary that can go up against anyone in the league. I think that, you know, Alex, I love your enthusiasm. Even I'm not going to go there yet. Remember, this is a second-round guy, and the Patriots have drafted a lot of defensive backs, you know, past the first round who, you know, it's tough to have these guys come in and play like Devin McCourty.
No, he's going to talk to Devin McCourty, so they're going to go from 32 to 2 in defense.
Paul's
in
making
year.
A joke.
I hate Raheem Moore. Just so you know.
Okay.
Drama queen.
He's got a mohawk.
Every time he stops, he cries, he reaches for the Lord. Him and Tim Tebow can hug it out.
Okay.
Right as you said, he just did another
He's still
one.
Pointing in.
He's so annoying.
Praise Allah.
What?
Jeez.
Now it's back to Brooks Reed on my ESPN tracker. They're having a problem with Daquan Bowers.
Frank Todick struggling. Former PFW staffer.
Let's see. Denver's on the clock again. They had back-to-back picks.
Hello, ladies again.
Back again.
A lot of ugly clothes over there in that Abington High prom.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Let's see. Rory in Manchester
He
says,
gives me a look like what?
Fred, don't worry about Doomerville and Miller. We have 2'6", 8", AP-style height for Andy, tackles, and Solder maybe can be beat by a bull rush. They have two undersized finesse ends. No worries. So
okay,
First of all, I'm not really worried about matching up with Denver. I'm worried about Denver matching up with other teams and being better than us.
I'm worried about matching up with Denver.
And any other team, I'm worried about that. Not Denver specifically. I'm worried about all teams.
Pittsburgh.
Let's go to the phones. Martha in Baltimore's on the line. Hey, Martha.
Hey, guys. I was just saying, I'm worried, too, that we're not getting a pass rusher right now, and I'm worried that we're going to trade one of these later picks. But, last year, at the end of the year, we had, Eric Moore coming in, and he's playing well. We had a lot of injuries to guys. Mike Wright go down. And how much of this pass rush problem can be solved, with the secondary and these guys coming back healthy?
Well, I mean, it's a good you remember last year well because injuries was definitely a factor. I don't think these guys coming back will help necessarily, but you got guys like Ty Warren who was out the whole season. If he comes back to where he was before, that's going to help you.
The run.
Yeah, it helps the defense.
It helps the defense.
Not the pass rush specifically, but the defense, yes.
You
know what? You just sway me. That's not necessarily true. If Jermaine Cunningham or one of those guys is behind Ty Warren, they will have a better opportunity to get the edge than they would if they were playing
behind a
little
bit more protection is what you're saying.
Behind Gerard Warren?
A little bit. I think Ty Warren, when healthy, is a better player than Gerard Warren.
Oh, I think he is too, but I don't think it's that much of a difference.
Do I think that the pass rush can be fixed without adding somebody? No.
But Martha's point is that they had to dig deep for depth last year, and guys were out there.
But not necessarily in the pass rushing
roles. No. I'm talking about defense overall.
Yes, they did.
I mean, the defensive line
was decimated by the end of the year.
There were guys out there that, it was like, who? What?
Yeah, but Paul's right. That's why everybody initially was saying they need a five technique. They got to get J.J. Watt. They need to get Cameron Jordan. I wasn't on that bandwagon because I think when you add Ty Warren, you're getting Marcus Stroud to fill the Gerard Warren role. Theoretically, Ron Brace, Mike Wright, if I didn't say him already. You had bodies coming back along the defensive line. At linebacker, you have three guys for two starting jobs, and two of which I don't believe can start at the NFL level. That's a problem.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm very much concerned about Mike Wright.
Oh, yes, yeah, very much so.
But he's one of the bodies. I'm counting more on Ty Warren.
And it's not that I know that they knew what I was talking about. It's not that I'm saying that he is, if he's healthy and can play 16 games, I don't worry about my pass rush. He's a situational guy who'll get some sacks like Jarvis Green used to, five, six a year. That's a solid year. That's a better than solid year. I'm really worried about him from a safety perspective. I don't know. Those head injuries just scare the crap out of me now. I don't know what's going to happen.
Fred in Dublin says, great work on the draft. Every draft I find myself listening only to PFW, keeping one eye on the NFL network coverage. My question is this. With all this talk of how certain players project in the Patriots system, for example, pass rushers that you might only see as situational pass rushers, which draft pick has gone on to surprise you the most and how he adapted to other roles in the Patriots' defense? It's kind of a complicated question. Which draft pick surprised us the most adapting to the Patriots instead of, doing what he was expected to do out of college? That's a tough one. You have to really think about that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking for.
I mean, I know he wasn't a draft pick, but Mike Vrabel is a guy who came to the Patriots and did a lot of things that he didn't do in Pittsburgh. I mean, they used him all over
That's true.
You know,
he did more here than he did in Pittsburgh. He was just a pass rusher in Pittsburgh.
Right. So, I mean, I know he wasn't a draft pick.
No. But it's hard because generally when the Patriots draft you and bring you into the program, they ask you to do something right away, and you either have success doing that or you end up washing out of the program relatively quickly. Maybe guys like Eugene Wilson and Brandon Merriweather, who started at safety or corner, depending on which guy, and ended up doing something different. But I don't know how different that is than what you're really asking for.
Right.
I don't even know if I have an example. Vince
Wilfork, when he was at Miami, was a penetrating tackle. When he came here, they kind of converted him into a true zero-technique nose tackle.
Yeah, no, I agree with you,
yeah.
But that's exactly what everybody thought he would do.
Yeah,
He came here to play nose tackle.
True. Yep.
Like, I can't think of a guy who we brought here to play nose tackle who ended up being a situational edge rusher. You know, that would be something different than what you, foresaw him as or whatever.
I was thinking like Kevin Falk, but he wasn't drafted by Belichick, and he was always considered a third down change of pace back. Alex says that Jeff Howe is tweeting, Razai Dowling seems like a nice kid, said first name comes from boxer his father really liked, Livingston Bramble, who changed his name to Razai. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Livingston Bramble.
I remember him.
Changed his name to
Livingston
Razai. It's a joke. Nobody.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
I don't get it at all.
The Broncos.
I'm a little worried about tomorrow. I'm not gonna lie to you.
With the second pick in a row, the Broncos picked Orlando Franklin.
Yes.
Another offensive lineman.
Yeah, I didn't love him.
You didn't?
No, I remember not. Like, because he was a name that was bandied about as a potential Patriot. He spent some time sitting down watching film, I think, with Bill.
During his
Miami
visit
guys
when
down
he went down there. Yeah.
Andy, your team's on the board. The Rams.
Nice. Yes. Winning.
So we'll see about what they do.
Oh, yeah. He's the Jamaican-Canadian kid.
Oh, yeah.
What, 3 minutes? I'll be out in two.
Let's see.
He's cocky.
Ace ticket.
Slow off the snap. He can move people.
Okay.
Who are you reading about?
Orlando Franklin.
Why?
Slow feet, though.
Yeah. Mike in Florida's on the line. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, a couple of things. Would you clarify something? I keep on hearing everybody say Willie McGinnis, the elephant, et cetera, et cetera. Wasn't that spot called the elephant in Pete Carroll's defense and not Bill Belichick?
That's true.
Yes. That is accurate.
Because everybody says the elephant in Bill Belichick, he doesn't have an elephant position.
That's correct.
Okay. Even Karen Garigian wrote an article about that.
That is correct. I know the article you're talking about.
Yeah, which was incorrect. Okay. I missed you guys. Rant about this pick. How do you have him rated in cornerback? In like three other publications, he was 6, 9, and 10 rated cornerback. What do you think?
Well,
that's where he was in a lot of them. Yeah, and I think Kuiper had him 8.
Where'd you have him?
I didn't
5.
I don't know, but I also we didn't have a ton of film on him.
While you looked that up, Andy, one of our listeners emailed in with an interesting scenario that maybe they're looking at him as a safety.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. I think that's intriguing. Yeah.
Wasn't tackling one of his weak points, though? He was kind of seen as a little soft.
No, actually, I heard he was a hitter, and they're worried about his durability because he likes to
But the draft capsule that Andy read out of Kuiper, he's not a very good tackler.
Yeah.
Not a good tackler?
Yeah. Yeah. You had him 10th in your
Maybe
original
Maybe Brandy Merriweather can, you know, teach him how
to. good job. He's adequate.
Do you guys think Bill overrates his scheming? Like, does he think really, like, people have been saying it for years, players don't matter, it's all about scheme. Is it true? I'm starting to think that he doesn't care about players. It's more about he can scheme anything.
Well,
no, I'm not so sure.
No, Mike, thanks for the call. Last year, I think the Patriots got by on scheme. There's no doubt. I think they needed more talent on defense. That's why I thought this offseason should be all about making that defense better. But I think Bill rates and values talent as much as any guy.
And I get the question. I don't think that Bill intentionally says, I want to have lesser talented players so I can scheme and coach them up. But I just think that he has a different view sometimes than a lot of other people when it comes to rating his board. I think that he doesn't look at Razai Dowling as – well, there are 4 or 5 corners that are better than him on the board, but I can coach this kid up.
Right.
This is the cornerback that he has rated the highest on the board right now.
Right.
And I don't know where he had him in relation to Peterson and Amukamara, but he clearly had him as his best corner on the board, or he wouldn't have taken him.
Elliot in Philly says, I'm tired of the emails about Hey Guys and Eric. It's not funny. Never really was.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
I'm sure everyone got it the first time. Eric does a fine job.
Thank you.
Get some new material, people. So anyway, how long until we pick again? My girlfriend wants us to change our 8 p.m. reservations, and she's getting louder and louder.
Oh. I would.
We have 9 more picks to go before the Patriots are up again.
Yeah. So.
And then when you have to at least a 50-50 pick them that they make that pick. So if I were you, I would go eat.
I would appease the little lady, and keep your smartphone open to Patriots.com.
Right.
Lance Kendricks, by the way, tight end out of Wisconsin, went to St. Louis. Oakland's pick is in, and I can't see somebody.
Stephen Wisniewski.
Is it?
As we predicted, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So Wisniewski off the board,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
As who predicted.
He was another guy that.
Andy and I were talking about that at the combine.
What?
That he would go to Oakland because his uncle played there, and I think he's the O-line coach there now.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah,
good solid
definitely
player.
Is.
Well, he was a guy that in a couple mock drafts was associated with the Patriots.
And sniffing around the first round a little bit, too.
A little bit.
That's probably pretty good value, especially for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Mike in the Sunny says, what the you-know-what?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Is the pick of a cornerback admission that they don't know how to pick cornerbacks, other than McCourty, of course? Have they picked and failed at any one position more lately? Also, Paul said it felt like a value pick. Not that Belichick cares, but three scouting services had this guy rated as a 6th, 9th, 10th rated cornerback. By the way, what gives with all the crying this year? I have never seen so many grown men act like Andy.
That's funny.
I think they're crying because they know that the rookie salary cap is going to come in place. They're not going to get paid as much.
The reason I call it a value pick, Freddie, is not because I don't think Bill cares where they're rated on Mel Kiper's board or Todd McShay's board or Nolan Naraki's or anybody else's. Bill looks at it as a value pick because he has his board set up and he this is the top guy on it. It screamed to me that however Bill has the entire big board ranked, Rasai Dowling was the best available player when he picked at 33.
Right. Right.
So it's not about who everybody else had ranked. Clearly, Bill thought more of this guy than some other people did.
Yep, there's no doubt.
I still think he's a good player. I have no problem with the player. I'm wondering about the position, that's all. But that's a good omen because I basically thought the same exact thing last year with Devin McCourty. Didn't understand the whole fascination with cornerback. And it turned out to be probably Belichick's, I don't know, best top three anyway,
sure.
Draft picks of all time.
Absolutely. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Mark in Fall River is on the phone. Hey, Mark.
Got a trade.
Hey, guys.
What do you got?
Just wanted to say love the show. And, as I'm sitting here, just like everybody else, I've been worried about the pass rush. But as I started to think about it, you know, this pick in the beginning of the second round, really, I think it kind of helps out the pass rush, and you know it seems a little weird, but I think it opens up a spot. You know, Rasai Dowling will be able to, you know, play in the backfield, and now full-time pass rusher Kyle Arrington coming off the corner.
Oh, there you go.
Forgot about him.
That's true, Mark. That's right. He was used in that spot. Thanks for the call. I think that was like they were grasping for straws last year in defense. Let's face it,
they were experimenting. They said so. Yeah, they said as much.
So the Colts have traded with Jacksonville, and they're now picking at 49. Sam in Birmingham, England writes in, knowing the picks that the Patriots have taken to this point, would you guys rather have had this scenario play out? Take Amon Kamara at 17, Karimi at 28, and trade the 33rd pick to the Saints because Ingram was still on the board. Same positions, different talent levels.
I still think Solder has more potential than those other guys. So I'm okay with Solder.
I like Solder.
You know, maybe the jury's still out on this Dowling character, but I'm okay with Solder.
Oh, now he's a character, huh?
Well, you know.
I'm only kidding. So the Colts are on the board. Patriots are picking at 56.
We're at 50?
We're at 49 right now.
Yeah, it says San Diego's on the clock.
So the Colts must have made their pick.
I don't know who the pick was yet, though.
Who do you think the Colts would take? Just position. Forget about player.
How about cornerback for them?
Cornerback for them? Okay.
Offensive lineman is never a bad pick for them.
Well, they picked one already.
Yeah, and they need help.
Okay. Derek writes in, the lockout is back on. A lot of favorites coming off the board. Ryan Williams, Brooks Reed, Jabal Sheard. They have not upgraded their team. Is there any picks they could make to turn this around? Derek says they have not upgraded their team.
That's a little too harsh. That's harsh.
Oh, they're, I think they're a guy like Solder, like Leonard Hankerson, not sold.
Wide receiver.
Yep.
Randall Cobb is an interesting multi-dimensional player.
By the way, a wide receiver from Indianapolis would make sense, too.
Yep.
With all the injuries they had.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
If they took, if the Patriots took LeSure at 56, would you be okay with that, the running back at Illinois?
There's another back that I like better, but I guess I'd be okay with that.
I like LeSure.
Okay.
I would be all right with that, Freddie. Still think they need help in the front seven, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who's left that's interesting?
Justin Houston.
This kid, Steven Paya from Oregon State, the defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's an interesting prospect.
A lot of
prospect.
People thought he might go late first round.
Yep.
Good player.
Yep.
Not a great fit. I think he's a nose tackle.
Justin Houston, still on the board.
Yes, he is.
Does he even listen?
Nah.
Does he even listen?
No.
No.
No, he even missed it. No. There's a name I want to throw out here. He's a little bit lower, maybe a little bit high at this point to take, but Greg Romeus, Pittsburgh, is one of those tweener defensive end, outside linebacker types who could play a situational type role, would be good value at either one of the lower second-round picks or the third-round pick. That's just a name to keep in mind as we go through here.
We've missed two picks now. We're up to Tampa Bay. Come on, ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, even NFL.com is way behind.
Torrey Smith, wide receiver, is still on the board from Maryland. Mm-hmm. That's another name that I like. Let's see. Who else we got here?
The computer from iRobot has written in. He says, "Hey, all, last night I emailed you and posited that the Saints trade might have another aspect to it. You didn't get to my email, so I'll explain. I don't believe the Patriots got very good value out of the trade. I think there was a gentleman's agreement that Pierre Thomas would end up on our roster. I later came to the conclusion that Merriweather would be involved in this exchange. I was keeping my eyes open today for a safety to be drafted, and lo and behold, the first pick of the second round is a corner with the size to move to safety. So as the situation stands now, Pierre Thomas is superfluous.
Superfluous.
Yeah, thank you. On the Saints roster, in the presence of Chris Ivory and Mark Ingram, and Merriweather has had one foot in his grave since last season. Further contributing, I think it's his 5-hour energy, to this theory is the fact that the Patriots already have two starting cornerbacks, McCourty and Bodden, and a cornerback that was good enough to fill in as a starter last season and can be moved to nickel this year in Arrington. I find my logic to be undeniable.
Paul was correct on the prediction of the Colts taking an offensive lineman. They went with Ben Ijelana from Villanova.
Okay.
Who was a tackle-slash-guard prospect.
It's a good player at the 1AA level.
Where is he on my list?
Andy really liked him. The Pierre Thomas thing I don't think is even a remote possibility. He just signed, no?
Right. He did.
So New Orleans is going to – I mean, I don't know. What did he get for a signing bonus?
No idea. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I'm assuming he got something. So New Orleans is going to eat the entire signing bonus on their cap and then trade the player. Makes no sense.
Vass in New Zealand writes in, "I have a mini rant to get out of my system. I was so disappointed that we didn't get Robert Quinn that I just had to find somebody to blame. Initially it was Andy for getting my hopes up. Then it was Bill for being too conservative. But now, a day later, I blame the Oakland Raiders. At the beginning of last year, we thought we would have a top 10 pick, but they had to go and not suck as much as they usually do. Screw the Raiders."
I like it.
It's as good a rant as there is.
Valid point.
Chargers are on the clock at 50.
Yep, their pick is in. They haven't announced it yet, but.
Okay.
A couple other names let's throw out there just for discussion. Alan Bailey, defensive lineman.
Hold on 1 second. I stand corrected. Pierre Thomas did not get a signing bonus. It was a 4-year, $12 million deal with no signing bonus. They structured the deal to include something similar. $640,000 base salary for the season is guaranteed, and he'll also get $2.7 million roster bonus. So they could trade him, and the Patriots would have to pay that stuff.
Yeah.
Not the Saints. But so I guess it is possible.
Sure. Okay. So maybe iRobot is onto something.
Maybe.
I still don't think that'll happen, but it is possible.
Okay. Let's see. Alden writes in. He's in Illinois. "Andy, after I heard your response to my question, I decided to up the stakes. We trade Merriweather for Quinn after the CBA is done and Dalton's girlfriend for Brooklyn Decker. Lastly, besides Quinn, who do you think will turn out to be the most productive NFL player that has already been drafted?
AJ Green. That has been drafted.
I think we all agree on AJ Green for whatever reason.
Most productive?
Hasn't been drafted.
Oh, has not.
Yeah, one of each.
He wanted one of each.
Hasn't been drafted. I will go with one of the running backs.
But DeMarco Murray.
Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, we like him too.
Okay.
I'm going to go way out of the box here and roll the dice. Daquan Bowers. He stays healthy and has a great career.
Is that Natron
hasn't been drafted
means?
Yet?
Natron means he
business. Natron means business.
Running back, the train means.
Oh my God, he can't get any names right, this guy.
I blew it. He said.
Thank you,
Ricky Stanzo.
With the 50th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the San Diego Chargers select Marcus Gilchrist, defensive back,
good player.
Clemson University.
Yep. I like him.
Okay. So Marcus Gilchrist, he's listed here as a free safety. And he goes to the Chargers at 50.
Fred, I like when you break into your Kramer. It says here you are a free safety.
Who's the Patriots' nickel corner right now?
Right now at this moment?
Well, you know, they don't have to play games today, Bill. So
I would say
Jonathan Wilhite.
I got to think Jonathan Wilhite's days are done.
What about this kid that they just drafted?
Ras Idal. Well, I mean, maybe he comes in as the nickel back but plays outside and Bodden goes inside.
I think of Bodden as an outside guy, too.
I do, too, and that's a lot of money to pay for a nickel guy, as you pointed out
earlier.
I'm
not as much worried about the –
No. Bodden will start.
I just don't know if Bodden has the skills and the
much like when they played – didn't Bodden go inside during training camp when Butler would come in before he got hurt?
When they were doing that rotational thing in the first couple of weeks there?
It was a lot of rotational stuff, so it's kind of hard to get a true read on that. You're right about that.
I just, the matchup I would look at from a Patriots perspective, Lee Bodden on Wes Welker or Deion Branch, I don't think I feel as good about that. I'm not sure the quickness, the shifty underneath routes would be his strength.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
And then I also think of
I don't
McCourty
know enough about Dowling.
Dowling looks like a bigger guy that.
Oh, I don't want.
Less
I don't want McCourty in there because I just love the way he plays the outside.
No, I know that's,
he uses
that's kind
the
of
boundary.
My point.
I think it's so a weapon. McCourty. That's a weapon the way he plays the sideline.
No, I know. But my point is, who's on the slot? Who covers these?
It's on little, slot.
Slot receiver.
Kyle Arrington.
I don't think of him as a quick shifty
cover
guy either.
Guy. I think of him as an edge rusher.
He's a hand in the dirt rusher.
Mike on this whole riff about Pierre Thomas, he says, what about Reggie Bush and not Pierre Thomas? Schefter retweeted Reggie Bush's tweet last night saying, it's been fun in New Orleans for something or something like that.
Yeah, did you see
any possibility that Bush is coming to New England?
Evidently, Sean Payton spoke to Bush specifically and said he's very much in their plans.
Yeah, there were some reports.
Well, you say Bush, that if you want to trade him because it gives you leverage.
Well, you say it publicly. You don't say it. You don't say it to Reggie Bush.
But there were some reports that Bush was at like something last night, like an event or something, and the tweet was mistaken out of context.
Yeah,
it's like that he was leaving.
Oh,
an
that
event,
it was fun for
fun
the,
in New Orleans
event
tonight.
Oh. Is that real?
Oh,
there were reports. I don't know if it's true. Does it sound terrible to anyone but me?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
Sounds like
no.
Ace.
What's Ace?
Oh, ass.
I see what you're saying.
Well, what do you think of Reggie Bush?
I take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
he would.
Yeah.
He's a
absolutely
good, solid player.
He is.
He didn't reach the upside of
no,
what
he didn't become the number two pick in the draft.
He'd be productive in this offense.
It's all like
he'd immediately become your best back.
Well, TG and NJ writes in, hey, Eric and guys.
I like that. Who has had the Reggie Bush idea? I like that idea.
Somebody. The lockout is back.
We can get a Kardashian around.
The lockout is back, so does that
out,
mean
but
that the players
okay
we draft cannot come to Foxborough? No Patriots today. No. Clips of the newbies walking the field inside Gillette. What is B-Lo going to do?
Well, they can
if
come.
They come tomorrow, they can be here.
But I don't
here
think they
I'm
will.
I don't think they will, though. I think we'll get the conference call. And hey, Freddie, your guy John Lynch is going to make a pick here.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get anybody
else. He
started
going to the podium yesterday. He just got there.
well done.
I don't think we'll get anybody else in person in Foxborough.
Does this sound as bad to the listeners as it does to me?
What?
The show.
What, you don't think it's a good show?
I mean, what we're saying or how it comes?
How it's
I think you sound fine.
No, it's got like echoes and tinny and weird.
No, it must be your.
Yeah,
I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all. It sounds great.
It's not
Buccaneers
yeah,
Buccaneers took Daquan Bowers finally.
Oh,
it's
okay
not your fault, Kevin. Don't worry about it.
There were a lot of rumors of him going to the Bucs in the first round.
In the first round, yeah. So they
it's good value.
Yep.
So that's
unless it works out
unless
like
it's
it did
bad value.
That's a development. The fact that Bowers is now gone. And he goes to the Bucs.
Five more picks until your Patriots are on the
back-to-back Clemson picks.
So very, very interesting.
Your boy Ejelano went, by the way, Andy.
To the Colts.
Yeah, my boy.
You liked him.
Will Rackley is my boy.
Those two guys, you liked them
Rackley
both.
Went somewhere?
No. Rackley hasn't.
No, Rackley's still on the board.
But you liked both of those offensive linemen, I thought.
No, I think Andy said that.
He loved Rackley.
I think he said Ejelana didn't impress the way a 1AA player should.
Well, Rackley's the one who dominated that level like a guy who...
Well, see, the difference is Rackley played in the Patriot League, and Ejelana played in the SEC over the 1AA ranks.
Oh, for God's sake.
The Giants are on the board at 52.
I didn't make that up, you know.
No. I know, but you're propagating it.
Yes, that is accurate.
So
sorry, Freddie.
So what do you think about this Daquan Bowers pick by the Buccaneers? I mean,
why not? Like Andy said, they were rumored to have him in the first round, so they get him in the second round.
It's a 4-3 player.
Yeah, why not?
If he's healthy, he'll have success.
Yep.
If he has to have microfracture surgery and never turns out to be anything, by the way, I cannot say microfracture surgery. I can't say those two words back to back.
Can't say.
It's still a good pick in the middle of the second. What?
Stop.
In the middle of the second round, even if he doesn't pan out, can't play, it's still a good pick. It's a good risk.
Great pick.
Ryan Mallett is still on the board. Where do you think he's going to end up going?
Insane.
Ooh.
Washington in two picks.
Really?
No, I just put that out there. It's a team that needed a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, he's not a Shanahan.
West Coast I don't see him and Shanahan getting along.
Well, he's not a West Coast quarterback.
Yeah, he can't
He's a down the field. He's a vertical quarterback.
Yeah.
LT from Adelaide says, is Justin Houston still on the board? Does he help the pass rush if the Pats select him with the next pick? Is there anyone that gets you excited as much as last year's second round?
No.
No.
No, I loved Gronkowski last year, so I was excited. And I liked Spikes. I thought those were two very solid picks. Didn't care for Cunningham, but whatever.
I'll tell you what, if they get Leonard Hankerson and either Daniel Thomas or Mikel LeSueur with the next
defense,
two picks.
Good point, Eric.
But if they get any of those two guys, I'd be excited.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. They keep flowing in. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Nick in Tampa is on the phone. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Fred. What's going on?
Nothing much.
Long-time listener. I just want to say, I just hope Daquan Bowers takes out Drew Brees so we get a high first-round pick.
That's all
I could ask.
That's a virtual lock.
Thanks, Paul. But that's pretty much what I just want to call in. I listen to you guys all the time on the podcast, but the first time I ever got a chance to call in, so I just want to say you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you so much, Nick. And you know, I went to the University of Tampa for a little while.
Did you really?
My nephew was headed there in September.
Nice. Yeah, I got my dad's family's up there from Berlin, New Hampshire, so huge Pats fans throughout the entire family.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling, Nick. That's Nick from Tampa on the Ace Ticket Hotline. And let's go to the email. Rory writes in, here's my draft big board for the PFW draft. 1, Fred Kirsch, quarterback of the show, team leader, good upper body strength. 2, Paul Perillo, smart guy, good bulk to play nose tackle. 3, Eric Scalavino, a little high to take as a kicker, but he does a solid job both in the air and off it. 4, Andy Hart, huge upside, and by upside, I mean head. Huge bust potential, and by potential, I mean fetish. character issues, had an incident with a fat make-a-wish kid. Undrafted, Kevin, what's his name? Solid camp body, but might not be on the roster for long. And Doc's mad because he got left off there. But that's okay.
Because he's not really part of the show anymore.
I'm actually fine with it.
Except for when it's time to eat.
Except when he's stealing lunches from our buyers.
The Giants pick is in. We don't know exactly who they chose. But we're getting closer to the 56th pick. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Derek writes in, Martez Wilson, is he an option at outside linebacker? Some people see him as strictly an inside linebacker.
I'd be surprised if he's an inside guy. Yeah, I'd be surprised if they moved him to outside.
And even if he is an outside guy, I don't see him as the pass rush specialist, the real scary pass rush guy. I'd see him more as an Ayers types. Kind of jack of all trades, could probably help you athletic size, but not a guy with the first step we're looking for.
Ian Rappaport of the Herald tweets out, for those who love reporting on private workouts and visits, Razai Dowling had neither
that.
The Patriots, neither with the Patriots.
I was just writing that on the
That's fine.
Blog.
It's okay.
He
you
did
can,
what?
You can do that. He had neither a private workout or a visit with the Patriots.
Don't stop now because Ian.
No, I'm not, but it's just.
Well, isn't it something that he just said?
Yeah, he just tweeted it out. It's
no,
a
but
fact.
Is it something that Dowling said? I'm sure they asked him.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, Dowling said it in the
conference.
Yeah, so it's not
call.
Like,
No, but it's just the timing of it. I've been writing it, and he's reading it and giving, Your guy, credit.
Sorry, Eric.
Your guy.
So Eric gets no credit.
Eric Scalabino is now reporting.
Yeah, Eric joining the ranks of the criers today.
No. You're
figured out in the middle what the real issue was.
You're misunderstanding. I was... Never mind. It's not worth it. All right, Kevin, enough. God almighty.
No, that was good. I like that.
Let's see. Edson writes in, is it possible that a team, hint, hint, sent something through the rumor mill to get Julius Peppers' heir apparent to drop so they can afford him where he's affordable in a steal? Yeah, I think that's an old email because Bowers is now gone. So he was talking about Bowers maybe dropping. No. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. More emails. You guys have run out of steam already?
Is I'm typing.
Oh, you're reading emails.
No, I just lost interest.
You just lost interest?
I still have interest, Fred. I can't hear anything very well.
You are terrible.
Oh, will you stop it?
Listen, listen. Doc says, I'll help you with the emails, and he's not helping me. All you're doing is emails. Where are the emails?
I'm glad that took a different turn. I thought you were going to get mad at me and Andy for being nonsensical.
He says the emails aren't that good.
Wow. Shot at the listeners who buy him lunch. He steals from you, and now he says your emails aren't that good.
Right. Let's see. Bill in San Diego
Steals
with Brooks Reed gone. I've given up all hope of getting a pass rusher in this draft, and maybe ever. I'm out.
You're worse than Feldman, Andy.
Well, these headphones are worse than poop.
Let's.
What's going on?
You got to play that crying music again.
Cedric
for Andy.
In Chicago. Bill is in love with cornerbacks. I have a question. You think that Bill basically puts too much value on cornerbacks, thinking that corners can compensate for zero pass rush? And has Eric got a girlfriend yet?
No and no.
How are things going, Eric?
Yeah, let's talk now that the draft has slowed down.
Yeah, now that we're in the middle
Eric's
of the draft.
Love life.
Yeah, no, just keep talking about the draft.
Freddie, that was the best line you've had on. Marvin Austin, straight out of prison.
Marvin Austin is the Giants selection at 52.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
The Jaguars are on the clock now as a result of their trade with the Colts.
Where did Marvin Austin go?
Giants.
Giants.
Dreamin'.
Let's see. Simon in England says about Solder, I've just had a worrying thought. What if Solder can't grow a beard? The O-line will never accept him.
He doesn't look like he can grow one very well.
Yeah, he's kind of a baby face.
Yeah.
So
I think a guy like Solder, as Andy would say, not Solder.
Problem.
John in Marietta, Georgia, thinks that LeSure is going to the Pats.
Is he LeSure?
I don't know. But
how would you feel about that, Andy? Not necessarily LeSure, a running back. How would you feel about that at 56?
I'd be okay.
You're still wondering when they're going to address the defense?
Yes.
Because that's how I would feel. And I like, you know, Daniel Thomas. This is a sweet spot for Daniel Thomas. I'd like to see him become a Patriot.
Sure.
But I'm still wondering where they're going to get
pass
front
rush?
Seven help.
Apparently they're banking on signing Tamba Ali.
I find it funny about the whole cornerback and how they view the cornerbacks. Remember when Ty Law was leaving and Asante Samuel was leaving and we could just bring in Eric Warfield and Torrey James and all those other guys. It's a system position here. Remember?
Right.
System cornerback. We heard that a lot about Asante Samuel. Now all of a sudden we got to get these high-end cornerbacks because we got to get, you know, seven all-pro cornerbacks out there to cover up the fact that we can't get after the quarterback.
Four straight years in the second round or higher.
Let's see.
You got Wheatley.
Butler.
McCourty. And now
Rasai.
Yemi from Texas writes in, is it safe to say that in Belichick's read and react, bend but don't break defense, covering pass catchers is more important than rushing the passer? That explains our lack of desire to get the top pass rushers in the draft.
I'm not hearing
you. You're going to have to repeat what you just said.
You didn't hear me?
No.
Doc was
Holy
messing with the headphones.
Loud.
Well, the point by Yemi
is clear, though.
The Bears are now on the clock.
Yeah, that thing's junk.
Thanks.
The Bears have traded with the Colts. So the Colts went to...
It was the Redskins.
No, the Redskins.
Oh, the Redskins. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Since nobody can hear anything, I figure I'd just update.
No, everybody can hear...
What is Doc
doing?
What are you doing?
Tremendously crystal clear.
He's building a house behind Andy. What are you doing over there?
So the other
stereo?
One, the other one, the...
it was a bad box.
The other one ran out of batteries.
Is there any food up there?
No, not for you.
Pizza.
Ross in London, I know anything. Pats team needs pass rush, but don't you think the defense needs another cornerback given that they spend a lot of their time in multiple corner sets? A rotation of McCourty, Bodden, and Dowling, if he works out, would really help out in games against high-powered offenses that use a lot of three-receiver sets. Also, do you think the Pats are looking at a high-priced free agent at wide receiver or outside linebacker? Sidney Rice has a first-round tender, or is that too much to give up?
I'd like Sidney Rice, but I'm just afraid they're not going to have the ammunition to get him or want to expend the ammunition to get him.
Okay. The Bears are
maybe Kyle Arrington is going to go outside linebacker permanently. That's why you need another corner.
He's our size, though.
I'm kidding. I'm not being serious. He gives me like a legitimate defense of why that wouldn't work. How about it wouldn't work?
Because he's a cornerback.
Because they played him a lot at that spot last year.
More so than I expected. I thought they were just going to do it for one or two plays against the Colts, but there he was every week, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, right about there where that soccer net is right now on the sideline there.
TG wants to know, hey, Eric and the guys, is BB done trading picks for this draft?
No.
And that doesn't constitute new material, by the way.
What?
One of our readers wrote in before and said that the guys and Eric thing is old and we need new material.
So it's Eric and the guys?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I think it seems pretty new to me.
Well, that's because there's pee for a brain in that big head of
yours. Olger from Barcelona says, hello, gentlemen. No big
and
deal.
And Eric.
No big deal with Justin Houston, right? I mean, Aaron Hernandez had problems with funny cigarettes too, didn't he?
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't know. That's the main reason why Houston is dropping. He was projected, you know, end of first, top of second round.
Ish.
You know, now we're getting down to the bottom of the second round. So, is this a good value pick if they take Houston at this point?
I like Houston.
Yeah?
I like Houston,
too. I would take him at this point.
But I would take anybody who has any capability to rush the passer.
Chicago has taken Steven Paya.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good pick for that.
49 reps. He is a tree stump.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia is on the clock at 54. Remember, the Patriots are at 56, so they're getting close. Melindra writes in, you guys are doing a great job. I think we're changing our defensive identity in the philosophy to a certain extent. Everyone thinks that you have to rush, have pass rushers to be successful, which is probably true. But that is not the only way to be successful. There is always more than one way to skin a cat. When everyone rushes to get pass rushers, it looks like we're going for secondary players. Less competition will get you a better choice of players in economical contracts.
Wow.
It is next to impossible to land an elite pass rusher from where we pick generally pick, which is late, unless you're willing to pick give up an arm and a leg. Even then, there is no guarantee. Pats are very quietly changing how football will be played in the future. When everyone begins to follow us, we'll probably go back to looking for elite pass rushers. We're always a few steps ahead of most of the teams in this league. I'm not too worried that we didn't take an elite pass rusher. We have more picks in free agency. They'll probably pick up one or two adequate pass rushers. I don't expect them to get an elite one even in free agency. What are your thoughts?
So, I don't
Paul,
think it's,
go. Tick, 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 tick.
I actually thought that one was being sarcastic, so I let it go.
Oh, really? Okay. But I don't think she was.
When was the last time they picked up a good pass rusher in free agency?
Didn't we have this argument already?
No, she said that.
No, I'm not talking about high money. I'm just saying.
She doesn't expect to do that.
They haven't brought anybody in.
That's not our. We don't think that's the idea. I mean, you have to give up an arm and a leg to move up three spots?
No.
Dan in Vermont, talk about needing a pass rusher. All this talk about needing a pass rusher. Please talk some more about the Adalius Thomas situation. Big money, free agent, left a hole in our defense, and I imagine the budget. I was always curious what was it that went wrong.
He wasn't as good as they thought.
He wasn't as good as he thought. It was
he
bad.
He couldn't get to the pass rusher.
That was no more of a miss than Darius Butler looks to be right now.
What do you mean, no more?
You identified a talent, and you misidentified
and you were wrong.
It.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if you brought him in for $500,000, it still wouldn't have been that much of a help to your team. It wouldn't have been a glaring bust because you wouldn't have paid a lot of money for him. But the fact is, you brought in a player to be a starting caliber outside linebacker for you, and he was really only that for one season, 2007.
Right. Yeah. And for only a couple of games that season, the Super Bowl being one of them. That was his best game as a Patriot.
It was a big waste of money.
Well, it ended up being a waste of money, but the real problem with that was not necessarily the money it cost you. It was that you thought he was going to be the answer for you. I think Andy wrote a big commentary on this last year. They've been scrambling to find that spot ever since because they thought they had that spot.
Right.
Right, Andy? That was your commentary from the middle of last year, or maybe early last year.
Yep.
Mark in Oxford, UK. Okay, guys, less of the crying. Say we draft a running back, wide receiver, offensive lineman, or defensive end, and we upgrade through free agency for the pass rush. Who exactly would be available? Any names out there that you guys would like to see brought in that are reasonable targets? And also, how far does Mallett drop? Would he drop far enough? Even Bill would struggle not to pick him.
I don't think Bill
would
like
him. I
don't think
Bill would want him.
No.
Been there, done that, Drew.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
So disrespectful.
Matt Roth, if you want to be the bargain basement shopping type, is a guy that Paul and I have liked for years that for some reason.
I've had a crush on him since, I don't know, mid-05.
Big, strong, athletic. He's played the position for the Browns and the Dolphins. Apparently.
How awkward do you think that handshake was? Troy Vincent and Roger Goodell.
I know, right?
Well, they work together now.
Well, they do. That's right.
Oh, yeah, they
work. He works for the league.
John writes in, thanks for the most complete Patriots coverage available anytime, anywhere.
Oh, that's a good pick for
them. I agree the draft so far has thrown us some curves, as it always does. Do not despair. Five more picks, an undrafted free agent or two, and another meaningful veteran free agent. We will get there. Still would not trade places with the effing Jets or anyone else. Go Pats.
Not even the Packers?
Jaquan Jarrett, the safety from Temple, just went to the Eagles. I like that pick a lot. 6 feet, 200.
He's a good player. It actually
Jordan Todman just got lit up by him.
I told you about that. That's the play. I told you lit up Todman?
It's because Todman was doing the Paul Perillo shy away from contact. Why don't you run through the tackler?
When I said that I love that pick, I got confused and I was thinking that was my Taiwan Jones guy when Taekwon came up.
Oh.
I confused him.
Isn't it Jaquan?
It's Jaquan. Jaquan Jarrett.
Okay. No.
Jaquan.
Yeah, what did I just say?
Yes, you said Taekwon.
Dope.
A
deer?
The running back.
Female deer.
Who's the running back from Eastern Washington?
Taiwan Jones.
Taiwan.
Okay, that's who I thought it was when the name first came up.
It's a J, not a T.
Yeah, it's much different.
Maybe it's a soft J. Jaquan.
It's actually Jaquan.
The Chiefs are on the board at 55, and the Patriots are on the on-deck circle.
So Scott Peely's thinking, who does Bill want? I'm going to take him.
Jaquan Jarrett's so good he just went twice on ESPN. To Chicago at 21.
They're having a big problem
at 22.
Steven, Connecticut. Hey, guys, love the show, especially the draft shows. I remember last year they had Chung coming down to cover guys in the slot and sub-package downs. I think and hope this pick will replace Merriweather, putting Dowling in that spot for him to play more free safety and cover the slot guys to free up Chung to play more strong safety in those situations.
I think you're going to see him moved around just based on
his size.
Goodbye,
Jimmy Sanders.
What?
Ooh.
How about goodbye, Brandon Merriweather? Ooh.
I don't think anybody would be saying
nobody
ooh
would say
about
an ooh
that.
About
the
Ponty
style.
Yeah! How you feel about moving Brandon Merriweather? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got rid of Maroney last year. Get rid of Merriweather this
year.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know enough about Dowling. Based on his size, I'm not sure that he fits in there. On the slot guy, but yeah, I mean, I think that he's a talented guy and a versatile guy. We'll see if he can play safety. We'll see if he can play in the slot. If he can do some of those things, you might be able to get Chung out of those roles, because I do think that Chung struggled in that area last year. Patriots are on the clock, by the way.
Eric, your guy Torrey Smith's still on the board.
I know. I would. I'd be happy with that pick.
Okay, guys, who do you want? Patriots
Houston
are on the clock.
Justin Houston, sure. I'm with Perillo.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Or a running back.
At this point.
Pass rusher or a running back?
Or the next. You know what? In these situations, Andy, I don't think you can go wrong with the best available cornerback.
It's true. It's true.
You knew where I was going, didn't you?
It's true. Which means it'll be a guard.
Will Rackley.
Will Rackley. I would be ecstatic if they got Will Rackley.
I'd like to continue the trend of
spitting on your computer?
No, there's a bug. I just killed a bug, and there's bug guts on my screen now. Establishing the new way that football is played now.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I thought you thought she was being sarcastic, and you were going to leave it alone.
But Fred said he wasn't. She wasn't.
So now Paul's being sarcastic.
So now I am. I want to have eight corners out there at once.
Who's the highest rated player left in our lads, Fred? That might be who we take.
Whoa.
Brilliant.
Justin Houston. Actually, Brandon Harris.
Brandon Harris.
Corner out of Miami.
I don't like him.
Like Brandon
Merriweather.
Let's
see what
the
commissioner has to
say. Brandon Harris. Perfect.
To announce the Kansas City Chiefs selection, please welcome from Morgan State University, the 51st overall selection of the 1967 draft by the Chiefs.
It's Willie Lanier.
Hall of Fame linebacker, Willie Lanier.
Going back to the 50s with Paul.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
With the 55th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Rodney Hudson, center, Florida State.
He was a Patriots type guy. I believe they met with him and had a workout with him.
There
was some speculation on him.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Mike Reese put him in his second-round mock today.
I don't know.
Nando says, if Belichick does not draft or sign a high-level free agent in order to address the pass rush, I don't want to see him at the podium after a loss.
He resigns.
Burping, saying that the coaches didn't coach well enough and the players didn't play well enough.
Burping.
Well, you're going to get that, so.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Some of our listeners are very, very funny.
Others not so much.
William Berry.
Oh. William Berry I find very funny. He's a very nice man.
You know what? In all honesty, I find him very funny, too, even though he always makes fun of me.
Actually, William had an email. It says, sane people and Paul. Okay, that is an unfair shot at Paul.
On cue. On cue.
It was so minor, no one noticed.
It is funny.
It was so minor, no one noticed yesterday. It was more than Paul being his I hate the fan self. A caller said, people who say I trust in Bill should not call into sports radio. I agree with that caller, although that caller is an idiot. I don't listen to sports talk radio, and that idiot wasn't calling EEI or any other baseball radio. Last I checked, I needed a computer, not a radio. I would assume the only place to say I blindly support Bill Belichick as long as he is the coach would be Patriots.com. By the way, did you see what he said? He said, no point. He just said one group should shut the F up. In any case, so what? An idiot telling people to shut up is not unusual. I'm not alarmed. An idiot called in. The alarming part was Paul agreeing with him.
Andre Tippett's going to the podium, by the way.
Okay, we'll finish this after Andre.
Babbling Bill.
Do you really have to finish that?
Well, it was kind of fun.
New England's pick.
With the 56th pick Tippett. In the 2011 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Shane Vereen, running back, California.
We like him, too.
Yeah, I really like him.
Another one of
not
these
the running back I was expecting.
You either
like
really
him.
Like him or you're not sure about him that much. I like the kid.
Of course
Shane
you do.
Vereen, to
yeah.
me,
I watched 85 hours of tape
two
on
or
him.
An early three. I love his toughness,
brilliant.
And I also love him on third down.
All right, we can
when
lower
you
his
plug
volume,
him in
please.
Now to New England, they've got another
now,
guy
please.
That can catch the football. He
yeah,
protects
now,
the quarterback. He's a downhill slasher that plays bigger than he looks. And he's just another one of those technique sound, one-cut runners. Shane Vereen at 204 pounds will fit perfectly in that locker room.
All right, guys, reaction.
I don't think we're getting Todman.
I really, really like Shane Vereen a lot.
I like
is
like
he
him
Ben
too.
Vereen's son?
He's
no, but they're cousin, but never
cousin,
met him.
Cousins.
Yeah. Okay. So he can dance.
Yeah. We just hope he doesn't dance like Lawrence Maroney danced in the backfield.
Good point, Eric.
So this is interesting. I mean, this again.
This is
you know,
one of the running backs that we all really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a running back.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised, Paul.
No, a running back?
Yeah.
No. I thought they would take a running back in the second round.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Just not this one.
I thought Daniel Thomas would be the guy, but
yeah,
Shane Vereen, I think, is an excellent player. I like
There's
like
a lot
Shane
to
Vereen
like about him.
A
lot to like about
him. I like this guy a lot. As lukewarm as I was on Rasai Dowling, I am the polar opposite.
He's
of
also
I'm
he's
very
a good
high
receiver.
He's a little bit of a rich man Sammy Morris, maybe?
A rich man Sammy Morris.
I think
Morris.
He's a better upside. Better all-around athlete, better receiver, more of a true running back than the fullback that I think Sammy Morris has become.
I thought that was Alan Bradford that you compared to Sammy Morris.
Differently.
The guy I didn't like.
In another way.
So I'll ask you.
When I see a back who can run a little bit, catch a little bit, block a little bit, that's Sammy Morris. Alan Bradford is one type, maybe leaning more towards the fullback end of that. I think Shane Vereen is the same type, but leaning more towards the running back, feature back end.
So you got guys like LeSure and Daniel Thomas and
even Todman.
You know,
My guess is they like the versatility of Vereen over those guys.
And DeMarco Murray from the Cal system, which is running back running back ready, pro-style offense. They're all ready to pass pro.
Draws, tosses.
He'll be, out in space. He won't be raw like a guy like Todman. I think there would be some conversion time there.
I think Thomas, too.
So, you know, he's a pro-style, pro-ready, versatile running back.
DeMarco Murray would be another guy that would have been a candidate with Vereen. I think that can catch the ball, can run the ball, can play on third down, can block a little bit and do some different things. But I like Vereen a lot.
Okay.
There's a lot to like about this guy.
The Lions must have traded with Seattle because they're on the clock at 57. And, of course, the Patriots are waiting in the wings at 60.
Yeah.
So they have another pick coming up. It's in this order: Seattle, Baltimore, Atlanta, and then New England. So,
no, I believe Detroit, Cleveland.
Detroit, Baltimore.
It's Detroit, Baltimore,
and
Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken.
Is the order.
Yeah. Well, there must have been a trade then.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Are you using the original rundown?
Maybe. Good, Kevin. Yeah, Lions, Ravens, Browns, and then Patriots.
The original. I think it might have been Doc.
That is absolutely classic.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Are you back, Kevin?
No,
that's Doc
down
there.
Doc.
It was good.
Should have known there was some creativity involved there.
Wow.
JD says, brilliant.
That's our pregame
like
show
the pick,
producer.
Like the show, like Eric. Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Not going to give him what he wants.
No? Okay.
What does he want, a rant?
He wants girl's going to give you what you want.
He wants to screw you, bitch. He's not going to get one.
No, you want to screw a bitch.
Stripper says that's accurate. Stripper says that Ben Vereen had 31 reps on the bench.
Shane Vereen.
Shane.
Ben Vereen did it, it would be a miracle. He's not alive anymore.
He's thick, but fast. Ooh. He's strong.
Excuse me?
Good-sized biceps. What?
You said...
You ever notice he gets mad when everybody does it to
him?
Right. That's the Andy Hart way.
Right. Peter in Manchester.
You said Peter.
Oh, my God.
I also said Manchester.
If you've got a Peter in Manchester.
That is a stretch and a half, Manchester.
Must be a big Peter. It's a stretch and a half.
Great coverage, all of you. I think you'd take that back after that last couple
debacle.
Minutes.
Debacle.
The Falcons gave up a huge amount yesterday for one pick. Is it possible they had to compete with the Pats for that pick? The Pats lost because Bill wouldn't go that high.
I'd like to think that, but
I don't think there's a chance. Something tells me they've done that for Julio Jones.
No.
That was an enormous trade for Atlanta. I think that the chances of that trade looking good 3 years from now, I think, are not good.
And you know what? That might cost Dimitroff one of his Executive of the Year votes.
We're never going to know this, but I would venture to say they didn't try to move up at all. You know, because there was some we were speculating yesterday. Maybe they tried and nobody wanted to. Nobody wanted.
I'm just going
to
say I think they did.
Just to be an antagonist?
I have nothing to base that on.
What do you mean by try, too? I'm sure they called around, see what the price was.
I don't know if they did or not.
I am a fan of trading up and being aggressive, but not trading up from the mid-20s to 6 for a wide receiver.
They called around, Paul, and they said, anyone want to do a straight swap? Nobody did, so they didn't trade up.
Give you 17 for 6.
Yeah, right.
No.
Hey, we tried.
No. Jerry Angelo, this is why you do it.
Right. CCCP from Halifax says, as law firm Ben Jarvis Green Ellis fan, I'm wondering how the pick of Vereen will affect him. Also, can Vereen play cornerback?
But he played linebacker the skills competition.
How does this affect Ben Jarvis?
Not at all. He's
he remains part of the
still do
committee.
His job.
Does it affect?
Nobody. Absolutely no one.
No one?
They only have two running backs.
Well,
Woodhead and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Yeah. If you wanted to say it definitively affects someone, maybe you can say it's the final nail in the Kevin Falk coffin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
And that's the question Tim has.
Oh, the Lions took Mikel LeSure.
That's good for them because what's his name is not. That'll take some of the pressure off him. The guy they took last year in the second round.
Forgot
Javid Best.
Javid Best.
Yeah.
Tim wants to know how does this affect Kevin Falk? Paul just answered. It might be the final decision maker.
Might
not be.
Speculate.
I don't think Kevin Falk will be coming back either.
I think he's going to do one more year.
No, I don't. I didn't think so when I saw him go down. I thought that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't decided yet.
I don't remember you saying that, Eric.
I did.
Is that hindsight?
Nope.
See, the reason I think it is a little
write
different.
Write it or say it.
I don't think they.
I think I said it.
Where? On our show?
In the press box when we were.
Oh.
I don't think they were gonna. I don't think they want him back.
I was probably talking over you.
Probably.
Ronnie,
that's a fair
certainly
bet.
Didn't say as loud as I said, Wes Welker. Well, see you next October.
Ronnie writes in, nice pick, Vereen. Well-rounded with good measurables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We all like it.
Okay.
There's not a lot to dislike about that pick in any way. You needed a running back. You're going to draft a running back. He's a good, solid, on and off the field kind of guy from a system that produces pro running backs. I mean, there's, I find that uncriticable, if that is a word.
Uncriticable. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Andy Hart in his Pulitzer Prize-winning vocabulary.
Well, I was on with Zoe. I sounded smart.
Fair point.
Callum from Glasgow, do you think Bill is expecting that Justin Houston will fall to the third round after failing drug tests?
No.
If we get Houston, I will be okay with this draft. If we don't get the pass rusher, then for now, I will hate this draft up until the season when the picks all play awesome and prove Bill was right once again.
They're 14-2.
That is what's going to happen, right? Please say yes. Just to make me feel a little better. Of those left, I hope we can get some of the following. Greg Little, Hankerson, Bowling, Houston, or Marcus Cannon. Am I in the right ballpark thinking about those guys?
Yep. I believe just about all of them were on my best available potential paths remaining heading into day two.
Anyway, I like the reaction I got bringing up last night's show going out as a podcast. How could you not put out any show you guys do as a podcast? They are audible gold.
That wasn't put out as a podcast?
It was.
No, it is. But remember I was saying I didn't know if the
we
draft
if,
ones,
if
there's
would
that
do
much
a three hour.
If there were that much value in a draft, because it's all speculation
such a
leading
file,
up to
too.
It.
Always value, though. Remember the people that say we should go back and listen like a year or two later and what we said about picks? Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel, but I get very nervous when I hear, oh, this is what you had to say 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, you know, like not
usually,
sold, like not
usually,
sold on sold.
Yeah, because
right?
usually
you know?
People only do that when they're trying to throw it in your face.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They rarely do it when you sound like you knew what you were talking about.
Plus, let's face it, we rarely say anything tonight. That turns out to be correct.
By the way, Anthony writes in. He says Ben Vereen is still alive.
Who said he was
I thought
dead?
He died. I thought he died.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said he was
He's
dead.
Still alive.
I thought he died.
You He's still alive. How many bullets in him?
I don't know. I just.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. John in Palm Bay. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah. Hey, I think the draft is great. Doing great this year. If I was outside linebackers, free agents, I think we should take a look at Bone and Ghost and kick the tires. And if it works out, like Woodhead did. We could screw the Jets at the same time.
Yeah,
I agree with
I
John.
I would kick the tires.
Yeah, I think that there's some talent there that obviously got him drafted. So why not kick the tires and see if there's anything there worth mm-hmm. trying to develop?
I wouldn't Caution get my nothing. Hopes. I wouldn't get my hopes
no,
up
it's
too
not,
high.
No, it doesn't solve your pass rush need.
No.
By the way, neither will Justin Houston.
Right.
If they happen to take him,
right.
Torrey Smith.
They were rumored to
that
him
was
in the first round.
That was yeah, that was what I told you.
That's a good pick for Baltimore.
Thanks for the call, John. Torrey Smith has gone to the Ravens. And Vince Wilfork is on Twitter lobbying for Alan Bailey, the defensive end out of Miami.
Yeah,
unbiased.
Yep.
To you.
Ooh.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's a tweet.
Don't like it.
Tweet.
It's a tweet.
Oh.
It's too loud.
A bird.
It's too loud.
Yeah. A bird. Bird. Tweet. Bird. No,
thank you.
Bird.
That's better.
But isn't that the name? Isn't that the noise? It means that doesn't make a noise.
That's right? A tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's softer. That's a little gentler on the ears.
Let's see. Alex writes in. I thought the Patriots were having a solid. Patriots were having a solid day before they took this Vereen kid.
What?
Who should have been in third or even fourth round? The value sucks.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, I think especially running back. If you think the guy can do it, you know. Second round isn't too high to pick him.
No.
No, you know? I think they're Patriots fans will love him. I think Bill Belichick will love him. Again, it's uncriticable.
The Browns are on the clock. Patriots are on deck.
Who's in the hole?
Mimo from Mexico. Do you think that Belichick will pick Hugo Chinaza or Chan Acho with the 60th pick?
Sam
Acho.
Right.
Who's Hugo Chinaza?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Maybe he's just joshing with us.
That's not the lacrosse player, is it? What's his name?
I don't know.
There's a lacrosse player trying to enter the league.
Is that? Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Bill hasn't taken him?
No.
Our lads doesn't have him?
I can't.
His eyes just go up, down, left, right. He looks at one screen, next screen, paper, phone.
Well, I got a lot of things going on.
What happened to your assistant?
He just left. He just walked out. And
you did yell at him and say he sucked.
He does no good.
Let's fire him.
No, Doc went downstairs to do the producing inside so Kevin could eat.
Victor says, love the show. I just started listening about 2 months ago. I'm from Ecuador. Just in case Andy goes, it's a South American country next to Colombia.
Near the equator.
I became a Pats fan ever since.
I know my geography.
I became a Pats fan ever since that magical 07 season, and you have no idea how much it sucks being a football and Pats fan in a country where everything revolves around soccer. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm extremely disappointed with this bad draft. I think Belichick has completely lost it as he just refuses to address the biggest need, which is pass rush. He just wants to prove to everybody that he doesn't need a pass rusher to win and that his schemes are all it takes while just riding Brady's greatness. Wow. A little South American heat coming up here.
I thought Giselle was the one who rides Brady's greatness.
Oh, wow. Talk about South American heat.
Oh! Jeez.
I'm very uncomfortable.
It's not even Saturday yet.
Feels like it, though.
It's kind of late, though, on Friday.
Yeah,
only 45 minutes left. Tick, 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 tick.
Jeff in Texas, so how do we feel?
On the clock, the New England Patriots with the 60th selection.
We still got round three, Paul.
I don't know, but 45 minutes left of the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Put a bullet in this thing.
Jeff in Texas, so how do we feel about the fact that our new running back can outlift our new left tackle by 10 reps?
Oh, yeah!
I guess Vereen can help Solder out with chip blocks and whatnot.
Yes.
Good.
Everybody's downplaying
Andy,
the strength.
Why don't you talk about the physics of bench press when you have arms that are that long?
My arms are longer than yours.
It's all bad.
No, but my arms are longer than yours, and I did twice as many push-ups.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And I don't have the fat chest that dangles to the floor when I hold myself up.
I know the truth, Andy.
All you did was touch your chest hair to the floor.
And that means you didn't even bend your arms.
And the truth has set me free. That's all I know.
Paul Warfield is making the pick for the Browns.
Patriots are on the clock.
The Patriots have traded.
Houston. Greg Little. That's a decent pick for the Browns.
He's a little bit
of a reach. I mean, not a reach, but it's in a project.
big.
Diva receiver. Question mark?
6'3" receiver.
Well, didn't it say wide receiver? Why did you? Isn't that like redundant?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Patriots have traded out of that number 60 slot.
Oh my God!
With the Texans.
He got a touchdown and punted it into the stands immediately.
And they threw a flag for that. What are they going to do?
I don't know what the trade.
Well, he looks stiff.
Details are. Yeah,
he is. He's Daryl Boston.
He looks like
not Daryl Boston.
I know who you're talking about.
David.
The former Ohio State guy.
Yeah, he's yoked.
Okay, here's what the Patriots have gotten for their trade, if anyone's interested.
You got it? Yes, yeah. I am interested.
The Patriots acquire a third, the 73rd pick.
Oh, two in a row.
And a fifth, the 138th pick from Houston for number 60.
What was the fifth overall?
Sweet.
Overall number?
Huh?
What was the overall number for the fifth rounder?
138.
138 and 73 for 60.
So they'll be on the clock twice, 73 and 74.
So instead of losing a pick, we add one. Wonderful.
And we're adding, guys that are going to get cut. I mean, seriously, we're adding late round picks.
Yeah.
Well, ish.
Let's see.
Can we just put an end to this now?
Roel writes in, I was wondering, the Pats chose to skip over Ingram and got Vereen. What are your thoughts on that? Who's better overall, and who would fit the Pats system better?
Vereen.
Another question, would you think Bill chose him since he's the best option on the board, or is that a real need for the Patriots?
Best option on the board, but it's also a need, but he's better than Ingram.
I think that's another good, solid combination.
He can do more than Ingram.
Value. No question.
All right, so the Patriots have traded out of 60. Kevin, you down there?
We're here, Fred.
All right, can we take a break, and we'll be right back?
Of course we can.
Let's do it, and we'll be right back with more of your calls and emails.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from BCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
With the 33rd pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Rossi Dowling, defensive back, Virginia.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, the special draft edition, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. And the latest development, if you've been listening, the Patriots have traded out of the 60th spot with the Houston Texans, and now have an extra pick in the third round and another pick in the fifth round. So, of course, tonight it's the second round, which is wrapping up, and then we go into the third round. There's only 5 minutes between picks in the third round, so it's going to go pretty quickly, I would imagine, right?
You guys still with me here? Yep.
Yeah, we're starting to fade a little bit.
All right, good,
Not going to lie.
Yeah, that should be about an hour and a half, 2 hours maximum for that third round.
Right, and we're on the air until 9, so obviously we're going to go off.
I'm going off, all right.
But
we got no damn pass rushes.
We are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so anything that we don't get to cover live, obviously, we'll be able to pick up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And, of course, stay with Patriots.com throughout the night.
We'll be blogging, updates.
These guys will be blogging and tweeting and all that stuff. And Brian Lowe will have Patriots Today. And
tweeting and
you
tweeting.
You can go to our Facebook page and like it if you haven't already.
Wasn't this where I did?
We're pretty close to 2 million people there, so maybe we can get over that 2 million hump tonight.
If you get us over the 2 million hump, Eric will hump you.
I'll see now. That's just not right. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Brett Mansfield's on the line. Hey, Brett.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good.
It's going. to a Felder.
John, all right. I'd just like to share some of my comments on the draft.
Okay, yeah. Let's share your thoughts.
All right. Like always, I'm impressed by Bill Belichick. You know, he always looks like he's drafting like an idiot, but it always works out. And I think that same exact thing is happening
with this draft right now. Always? Can I refer you back to 2007?
Just appears. Like, looking at it, you get disappointed from the trade downs and everything. I'm not saying idiot is probably a bad phrase, but it doesn't look like your traditional drafting style.
No, Eric was arguing the other part of that.
I was arguing the other part,
saying that it always works out. Eric Scalvino doesn't think it always works out.
You don't think it always works out? I mean, I think a prime example would be last year's draft. I mean, we had a bunch of late draft picks that have really become a key component of our team. I mean, I think it does work out.
Which one?
What it is worth.
Yeah, it works out sometimes. And other years, like 2007, when they only had one pick who made the team, it doesn't work out.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a shoot and miss, but I think this draft is going to be one of those times when it actually does work out. I mean, Nate Solder is going to fill in a key role that the Patriots do and will need in a couple of years. And really, Shane Vereen, he's going to be a key part because he's different from Woodhead. He's just impressive in his cutting ability, and I really think that it's what he needs. I do like the law firm, but I think he brings another part to the table.
You skipped over the Dowling pick.
What?
You skipped over the Dowling pick. You said you think Solder will fill a keyhole, and Vereen will bring something to the table. What about Dowling, who has the 33rd pick, is one pick behind where you got Logan Mankins, the best guard in football? What does Dowling bring to the table that has you feeling confident we're going to think that's a great pick in a year or two?
Well, I think the key part that you just said is in a year or two. I mean, you give him time, and I think it will work out.
Okay. Good
and
reasoning.
I just think Vereen just pops out to me, and I'm really glad with their selection.
I agree with you,
Brett Mansfield, thanks for the call.
Vereen is a Patriot. They'll be very happy with him, I think. But the Dowling one is the one I would question in between.
Yeah, the thing that is kind of hard, it's hard to quantify this, but I think that sometimes we make some critical comments about draft picks, and then they win games, and everybody says, well, that's what they said, and so-and-so. And I think that Bill Belichick, the head coach, is so good that he makes up for Bill Belichick, the GM. I think that he coaches this team so well. Last year, Devin McCourty played out of this world. Great draft pick, great coaching, great performance by the player. But they've gotten by so many times with other draft picks that we kind of questioned that are sort of interchangeable that I just think it's Belichick. I think Belichick, the coach, is why this works.
There's no doubt. It's why
you could keep trading down and get away with it because Belichick, the coach, is so good. And they're so prepared, and they have Tom Brady, by the way. Yeah. I don't want to leave that part out.
There's no doubt that the Patriots have made mistakes in the draft. I mean, I think that's why they keep drafting defensive backfield guys, because, guys they're drafting second, third don't always pan out. But I think they admit their mistakes. I think, drafting this Dowling guy in the second round is admitting we're not good enough.
No, but my point is a lot of people call up and say, I've doubted them in the past, and they win. And that's true. But my point is they get away with drafting Terrence Wheatley and Chad Jackson and Lawrence Maroney and all Bethel Johnson and all the other high picks that haven't worked out because Bill Belichick just wins. Whatever you give him, he's going to find a way to win because he has an elite quarterback and the system that he's put in place is proven to be successful.
Well, but I also think, Paul, and I know what you're saying, but I also think that if you stack up, the Patriots drafts since Belichick's been here against – pretty much any other team, the record's probably about the same with all these teams. It's such a...
For what now?
For, success in drafts. Successful drafts.
I mean, I haven't done the research, but I can't imagine the last 5 years that that's accurate.
Well, I think the last 2 years, the Patriots have been better than the average, and then the two years before that, they were below average.
I think they were excellent last year. I think from 06 to 09, they were very, very average to below average.
But they've had, what I'm saying is...
But it doesn't matter because he's so good at taking whatever he gets and winning with it. He won with Rob Ninkovich and Tully Bantakane last year as his outside linebackers. And he throws in Jermaine Cunningham, a rookie second-round pick who had missed all of training camp, and it doesn't matter. They get by.
But I think you're saying that they're winning despite their drafts. And I can't say that.
I think they have.
I can't say that their drafts have been any worse than any other teams in the league.
I think that it's not a secret when... A lot of these guys say it's not an overly talented roster.
And why isn't it an overly talented roster? Because they haven't drafted that well.
I mean, that's a fair point, but is that true? I mean, you know, they've had a lot of talent. A lot of it got older. And, you know, whether that came through the draft or, you know, free agency, they had a lot of talent on this team. You know,
I understand that.
You know, now you're making the argument that it's all Bill Belichick and
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave him out.
And a lot of people say, well, no, it isn't. You got to have players. And, you know, that's why they've been trying to rebuild after losing Teddy Bruschi and Mike Vrabel and Rodney Harrison and all these guys.
Yeah, I just think the coach is so damn good. I really do.
Well,
I don't think the GM is that good.
And I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick is what puts them over the hump. I think, you know.
No, it allows them to compete is what it does.
Well, at a high level.
It hasn't put them over the hump in 6 years. Well, it allows them to compete.
So you're going
to
be one of those people to say, unless you win the Super Bowl, you're not one of the better teams in the league?
No, what I'm saying is they're not one of the better teams in the league, and they overachieve like crazy because of the coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately not enough to win a title.
I think if you, you know, when you do what they do year in, year out, you're one of the better teams in the league. You know, and I think that, you know, when you take everything into consideration, the thing that puts them over the hump is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
You think player for player they stack up with everybody else?
I think in a lot of places they do. Absolutely.
I don't.
I mean, come on. You know?
I don't. I just don't. I think that talent-wise, they're not as good as some of the other good teams. I don't think they were as good, as talented as Green Bay last year.
No, there might be a handful of teams talent-wise.
Well, but that's what I'm talking about. When you get to the playoffs, the other teams are better.
Yeah.
And now your coaching difference isn't enough to make up the difference.
But I'll go back to what I said. I think they're admitting some of their mistakes and how they're drafting now. I think they realize
like
that.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
I think they've spent a lot of, you know, currency on defensive backfield, yet they keep still taking these guys, and they're admitting that the guys we've taken, like Wheatley and Will Hite and Butler, didn't pan out. We got to keep trying because that's an important position in today's NFL. You got to have a strong backfield, or I don't care who's rushing, these quarterbacks are going to pick you apart these days. You know, that's just the nature of the NFL. And I think that's an admission of you know, these guys that we brought in aren't that good.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't get it.
Is it just me and you here? Oh, yeah, Eric's here.
Everybody else decided to take
you
the
guys
rest of the
seeing
show
this
off.
Up there. It looks like Sam Madison's giving a speech.
Well, let's see what he's saying.
Running back, Kansas State.
Daniel Thomas.
Daniel
Thomas goes to the Dolphins.
My number three rank running.
A lot of people thought that they needed a running back, and so did they.
Well put, that's the guy we all like, though.
With the 30th pick in the second round, number 62, the Dolphins take Daniel Thomas. Is he the guy that had the fumbling problem, though?
Yeah. He's also the guy that could run over or around your defense for the next 5 years.
Okay. Steelers are on the board with the second-to-last pick in the second round.
The show's about to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you're going to say inappropriate things.
Oh! To
a young lady.
I didn't even see Lindsay Petrucci sneak up behind me.
Whoa. Hey,
hello, Fred.
Hey, hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I just thought I'd get in on the fun in here.
It really is fun. After, you know, you missed the argument with me and Paul 2 seconds.
We just wanted to, you know, go out, do it quickly, and come back. Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought I'd get some type of wisecrack when I walked in because the Steelers are picking right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I really thought.
That used to be your team.
Used to be, right.
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 Still is
wink,
mine.
Wink, wink.
See, you're from the Pittsburgh area.
No, yours is the Rams
now.
And despite that, you gave us the worst recommendation for a restaurant in the history of all our road
trips. No, some people didn't mind it. I heard
total bobblehead.
What was the name of that joint again?
Permanis.
Manny's?
No.
Permanti's. Permanti's.
Permanti's.
She said Permanti's.
Yeah, no. I know. It's
just Permanis. That's how you have to say it. Not Permanis. Permanti's.
Exactly.
That's
how he says
way to
everything.
Pronounce it, but
Eric
the, you know.
Thinks he's very proper.
Believe
he does. Not only that.
It was a soft J.
Lindsay, not only does he think
she's
he's proper, but when you give him the right pronunciation, he will tell you you're wrong anyway.
Because that's not the right pronunciation.
He actually tells people that they pronounce their own name wrong.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
All right, Lindsay from Patriots Today, what are you up to today?
Did you two just stick your tongue out at each other?
No, yeah. I didn't. Eric just stuck his tongue out at me, and I was like slightly creeped out, but I just
cat
laughed because it was uncomfortable.
She said, put that thing away.
So, Lindsay, what do you think so far?
I'm loving this. I mean,
Eric's tongue or the draft?
It is, honestly, it's so different in New England because the Patriots wheel and deal constantly, and I've never really been around anything like this before. I mean, in Pittsburgh, they usually just make the picks. So.
Right.
They
they're usually good, though.
They usually, yeah, they
not
do
bad.
It right.
Not too bad. But, no, I think it's been interesting so far. I'm a little bit surprised, as I'm sure everyone is, that there's no member of the defensive line selected yet, no pass rusher,
right.
No outside linebacker, anything like that. But I guess we'll wait and see with these the 73 and 74 coming up.
And what do you guys have on the schedule? You've got a lot of shows with Patriots Today coming up. Anything special that you have that, you know, I know you had some access that no one had inside the war room and all that?
Yeah, we posted some stuff yesterday inside the war room when the Patriots selected Nate Solder, and it's actually really interesting stuff. So we posted that. I went to Vince Wilfork's draft party last night, was at the Patriots draft party here at Gillette for a little while. That piece is up now. We got some really good video today from Nate Solder meeting with Robert Kraft, meeting with Jonathan Kraft in their office, him kind of getting a tour of the facility. So it is really an inside look at what's been going on, and it was exciting to have him here today.
So you'll have that stuff, that inside stuff with Solder up a little
it's
later?
It's up right now.
Oh, it's up now.
Yep, it's up right now. It's the title of it is Patriots Today, Solder Arrives at Gillette.
Okay.
What's up with the chuckling?
Nothing.
I mean, let's get real.
It's nothing good to see here.
Just yell at them.
It's up.
You know,
it's up. That's what he said.
It's up right now.
No. Anything you say.
Anything.
So
that's what we do on this show. That's why we don't have many females stop by.
Now I'm kind of glad I'm up here with Fred, because at least he's like taking me seriously and not chuckling.
You're not
going
to. You're not going to be saying that for long.
Are you suggesting that we don't take you seriously?
Yeah. Beaver Stadium.
Beaver Stadium.
Beaver Dick Stadium. Stadium.
All right. I'm not doing my
Dick
look.
Stadium.
My hands are above.
Beaver Stadium.
I'm not doing that.
Dick Stadium. Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium. It makes me feel better that you did the same thing with Edelman, though, with the Dick Stadium.
Oh, Edelman,
oh, yes. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Edelman was on. Better. He was on the show when he did that, right?
I love Dicks. As
no,
well.
that was out of.
I love Dicks as well.
Oh, that's right. No,
I'm thinking no idea we did that.
I'm thinking of Welker when Welker was here.
When Welker
with,
was here, yeah.
With
Castle.
Castle.
Yeah.
We got them pretty.
Yeah,
good.
We do inappropriate stuff no matter who comes.
I think that's. I don't know. It's kind of gay.
So don't take it personally.
I never do.
So. You know, we've been having a lot of arguments here about
mostly Fred and Paul
about the defense.
We were having a discussion. I didn't know where I was.
My contention is that in this league, you can help your pass rush just as much by being able to cover really well.
Oh, I'll argue that.
than getting these specialist pass rushers, and I think that's because Belichick can't get that guy that is that perfect fit that he likes. He decides that's how I'm going to do it. What's your take on that?
Here's what I want to know first.
Okay.
Do you think that if Marvin Austin was still on the board, the Patriots would have taken Marvin Austin?
No.
No. Why?
Because I don't think he's a good fit for the system.
Really?
I
think he's a 4-3 penetrator rather than a big-bodied two-gapper. That's what I told.
I think Fred, what you said is true, though, because I think everyone's looking for that. For that one guy that the Patriots, they think they'll draft this one guy and he'll be the solution to everything. And
right.
I don't. That's completely incorrect.
But,
I think.
But why do we take Belichick off the hook, Fred? You just said he can't find that guy. Who said he can't find that guy?
Well, he said he can't find
his
that
own,
guy.
Well, I've never heard him say that.
Well,
first
no,
of all.
But well, by his actions.
And his standards are the 6'4", 260-pound athlete who runs a 4.6 40. That guy was drafted three spots ahead of them by the St. Louis Rams.
In Robert Quinn.
Yes.
Well,
so don't say he can't find them. They exist.
Well, he fits the measurables, Andy, but obviously they don't think he was, that good that you would trade up even 3-4 spots for. I mean, that's obvious because they didn't do it.
But the guys exist. They come out in the draft every year, every 2 years, whatever. They exist. He just chooses not to go get them. Because they do go in the top 12, 13. I mean, Ware was 11. Merriman was 12.
Right, but the years, Ware was available, went at 11. Weren't the Patriots like way down on the board?
But just say he can't find them. That's to me, you're giving him an out. Oh, he can't find them.
Okay, well, maybe then from where they've drafted in the past, the price has been too high. Maybe I don't,
Now I'm not saying they loved Quinn, so obviously they didn't, or they would, I would think, move up four spots and take him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to trade. We know that.
Well, the most recent example of all this is Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews comes into the league, and he rushes the passer. That's what he does.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
See, that's the flaw with that theory.
I let them off on Clay Matthews because I don't think he was the guy that fits the mold of what they were looking for. I was with the Patriots on that.
I called him a special team backup.
Okay, I'm going to – but doesn't fitting the – I mean, aren't we all we looking for is a high-production guy who can get at the passer from time to time?
Clay Matthews is not a high-production guy at USC.
Who also has measurables.
Okay, well, no.
Clay Matthews didn't have
that. I think at the
end wasn't productive, he wasn't big enough, and didn't fit the mold.
But I think at the end of the day, even Belichick will say, if he produces, he produces.
Yes,
I don't care what his
height
weight
is. But he hadn't produced in college.
Right.
And would he produce
And he
here?
Wasn't big enough and wasn't fast enough.
I would say yes.
Now, he produced at the pro level. Hats off to him. Hats off to Green Bay for recognizing that. Good pick.
Right.
But I don't blame Belichick for that. It wasn't the guy he was looking for. There was nothing about Clay Matthews at USC that indicated that's the kind of guy that the Patriots are looking for.
So I guess we need to just go at it and say, you know, of the last, let's say, 6 years, who, you know, reasonably was available that fit that mold that the Patriots passed up on?
Robert Quinn.
Okay, before this year. I mean, I don't know who that guy is. I'm just asking.
Sergio Kindle, to some degree.
Okay, and
would
you
have
know.
Had that, the unfortunate accident probably still would have happened.
And the knee thing caused him to drop.
So, I mean, again, you're answering
Ryan
your
Kerrigan,
own question
by the way.
Here. You know,
Ryan Kerrigan is the exact same measurables in production as Quinn.
And I would have liked to have gotten Ryan Kerrigan, but you know,
I just don't get him off. You know, let him off the hook and say he can't find him. There's none available.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they are available. Two of them went in the three picks before you, or the four picks before you this year.
Well, you think, but
well, no, I know they fit the ideal numbers.
Right,
6'4", 260, 4'6", 40.
But
boom, they fit it.
Right, but you know, if the Patriots didn't think he was going to produce, then you know, forget about the measurables.
Okay.
I you know,
then if the guys don't exist, you need to change your defense.
Well,
there's two options: find the guys that exist, or change your defense because you can't find the guys.
Yeah.
Because it's not working right now.
And you know what? I think that makes more sense to me.
But they're not going to
do
that.
I think, you know, if these guys are just so rare that you know, you have to have that, then maybe you need to adapt.
But they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're not.
I mean, you can't argue with the success that they've had over the years. But over
recent years, the defense has not been good.
They haven't had a good defense in 5 years.
And again, I think that because they're not drafting those pass rushers doesn't mean they don't realize that. I think when they take a corner in the second round, a high pick, it is saying our defense is not good enough. I think they would agree with you in that. I think they agree with you in that. That they are admitting that their defense is not good enough.
But when they're not taking different positions that we're telling you have been available, you're saying that they're right to have not done that because they're too hard to find.
But so far, you really haven't told me who the guys are passing up on.
Are there no guys that have been drafted in the last 3, 4, 5 years that have been productive pass rushers?
I mentioned Clay Matthews. Elvis
Dumervil.
He doesn't fit the measurables.
So at some point, you have to identify talent.
That's what I'm saying.
Instead of trading back and taking a jab.
When Elvis Dumervil was picked, I didn't hear anybody in this room say, oh, my God, I can't believe
I'm not in
luck.
Charge. Okay. I'm not the general manager. It's not my job to identify every single guy out there that could help this defense.
I'm just asking, who are the guys that they've passed up on?
When Elvis Dumervil was passed up and picked elsewhere, we said he's a pass rusher, but he doesn't fit the Patriots' standards. We use their own standards, but then when we find guys that fit their standards,
they don't take them either.
Well,
the bottom line is they just don't take them.
The standards are more than just the measurables. The standards are how they think they're going to produce based on.
And no matter what, you immediately just let them off the hook when they don't take them because you say they obviously didn't see the value.
I know,
but I
can't believe that they just don't want to have these guys.
But I can believe that they make mistakes. It doesn't seem like other people believe that is possible.
I've said that the fact that they picked Razai Dowling in the second round is saying we've made mistakes.
I think they might be trying to change how football is played. They're trying to phase out the outside linebacker.
But I would say picking Razai Dowling is a continuation of making mistakes.
Well, because
they're taking a position that they already are reasonably settled at and adding to it.
You think that?
Yes.
They
obviously think it too because they have one who's an all-pro and another who they gave $24 million to last year.
Maybe they don't like that. Maybe that's a mistake. I mean,
well,
they gave a lot
he
of...
only has himself to blame. He's the one that gave the money.
Well, yeah, but again, part of it is admitting the mistake.
So you gave him $24 million. He hasn't played a game since, but you decided it was a mistake.
I'm just saying, Paul, they knew they had to get better.
It was $24 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
They had to get better at defensive backfield. Obviously, they believe that.
But I mean, this is my point, Fred. We don't believe that. But you think whatever they do means that's what they believe. And they're right.
Well,
that's what you believe.
Well, yes.
So this is like the guy who called yesterday. Why do we have talk radio shows to analyze any of this stuff when we have to just say what Bill does is right?
Paul, I do believe that by what they do is what they believe, yes. Now, do they make mistakes? Obviously they do.
But it obviously hasn't worked for 5 years. They haven't been able to fix this defense.
No, they haven't to the level that's going to win them the Super Bowl. No.
They haven't made it even good. They've been in the bottom of the league in all of these different categories. Now, it bottomed out last year.
Right.
32nd and third down defense is unbelievable.
Yep.
And I would contend that if he and Brady weren't so good, you wouldn't even believe how bad that defense would look. And you agree with that.
I do agree with
that. I know
you
do.
I do agree with that.
That's the only point I was trying to make initially before Lindsay even came in and we bored her to tears.
Oh, I think
it's not just Lindsay.
I love when he takes his shots. He's yelling at Fred for 5 minutes. Then he stops and says, I don't know, you guys are arguing.
Right, when he decides, is the argument.
You know what? I'm above this, Fred. Right. I'm above it.
Oh, my God.
Now we can carry on.
Proceed.
Hey. Let's
we're finally in the third round, by
so
the
let's
way.
Ask Lindsay, how hard is it to work with Brian Lowe?
Oh, man. It's just.
I mean, I could work hard with
I
him.
I leave with
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Can I just say this microphone that I have, I have to move it away from my mouth every single time because I sound like...
Now you're
like,
just giving the material.
No, I sound... Listen.
Don't step on the soundbite.
No,
why are you bringing this on yourself?
Listen, I sound like that guy on Hey Arnold that's like...
Now she's breathing heavy.
That's
what she's doing it on purpose.
It sounds like. No, I'm right. Serious.
She's talking about putting things in her mouth and breathing heavy.
Putting things away from her purpose.
Hey, guys, are you lonely tonight?
Lindsay, you're now just taunting us.
It doesn't sound. I mean, it's not like it sounds good. Like
you sound fine.
All right.
It's like you're watching it and you're like, wow.
But
Charlie from Ithaca actually wants to talk about the draft. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, boys. And girl.
Hey, Charlie.
He was actually talking
Shut
to Eric.
Up.
That was nice.
I would first like to say that I have literally I've been listening to this show since Mike Reese was with them. Yeah, maybe that's not true, but Paul said I will resign.
Yeah,
I resign.
Classic.
Consistently, and I have to like just say that every year from December on. Even before Patriots eliminated, I always look at the draft, and I always get so excited, and I feel like every year is like Christmas as a kid. I get so excited. We're going to get somebody, and Andy gets me riled up. I'm going to get, like, Quinn this year. We're going to get so excited. And then we just trade out of it, or we do something. And every year, I feel like I want to get some kind of remote control car, which is going to be a favorite play thing, and then I get stuck. or I get a gift certificate I can use 1 year down the line.
It's
not satisfying. I have great socks in my drawer. They're awesome. But I don't have the remote control car that can go sack quarterback. And Rozzie Dowling does not satisfy my need for the sacking of the quarterback. And it's gotten to the point where I have actually started drinking.
Oh.
And yes, my last name is Hart, H-A-R-T, Hart, from New England, so I'm probably related, and I have a very large head.
Okay.
I don't know, it just gets very, very upsetting.
All right, Charlie. Well, you know.
Are you a fan of potty humor?
A lot of people share Charlie's angst.
Show.
You know, they get this big build up and this was the year. And
why do they blame me?
You know, well,
because you're the one that whips
crazy.
Us all up into a frenzy. I blame you too.
Just because I have some excitement about prospects.
Tiffany,
you want to carry their children?
Hey, Eric,
Eric, yes.
You're okay, but you, the other one gets them all riled
up.
That's
right.
Tiffany in Wisconsin is very upset. Dante Tiffany, what do you got?
Moke.
Hi guys. First of all, I love the draft coverage. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great.
And second of all, I'm upset because every year it's the worst ever. Was this better than last year's?
Or worse.
Last year's was pretty good, actually.
Last year's draft was good.
But remember, after that first day, everybody was up in arms. So, you know, it turned out to be better than we expected.
Yeah, because on the second day, they drafted everyone we told them to, and it worked.
Well, you got your Gronkowski.
Where did we get that 33rd pick from?
Traded with Carolina last year.
I never heard you guys mention him.
We didn't spend a lot of time. He didn't play this year.
We did not mention him.
I think we mentioned him once on a podcast,
but
briefly.
Yeah, he was a guy that was highly thought of. He's one of those Bill Belichick value picks because he was a first-round prospect coming into the year, but was hurt, didn't play. And I'm sure Coach Belichick thinks, you know, he's healthy. Oh, I just stole a first-round pick. Well, didn't really steal it because it was one pick out of the first round. But I think he probably thinks he got good value for
it. Maybe he feels guilty. He steals them, but then he just gives them back.
One of my good friends is a Jets fan. He swears by Belichick's draft moves. I don't know. I have another friend who's a Dallas Cowboy that loves the way he deals with the draft. I mean, I don't get it. Must be so above my level of intelligence that I don't get it. So,
yeah, a lot of people rave about it. I mean, all his...
A lot of people love it. Packer fans, oh, my God, what are you guys going to do? I mean, and then I'm like, don't even mention the draft. Don't upset me because I thought we were going to trade up and get a good pass rusher because that's what we need.
Me too.
Okay, but I just want to say that you guys, the draft coverage was amazing. Andy, Paul, Fred.
She's doing it on purpose. Hang up now. Hang up now on this uneducated, illiterate
Lindsay.
Tiffany, you are one of our better callers.
So go funny. Away.
Great.
All right. Yeah, we get it. We get it. Goodbye.
No. I just want to say Andy's the analysis you did with the draft is better than anyone's I've heard before, really.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's why he calls
his
himself Mr. Draft.
His head is big enough as it is, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Well, he deserves it because he's really good. He's really good at it.
All right. We get it.
Dissuade you from the praise.
Can you please hang up on this woman?
Thanks, Tiffany. Hang in there, Tiffany. All right. Thanks.
That's
for
why
the call.
He calls himself Mr. Draft.
So,
Paul, you insist on more airtime every day. I don't think.
Good, Lindsay.
Wow.
Good, Lindsay.
Come on.
Well done, Lindsay. That's true. I don't get enough.
Lord, I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
No, you don't.
While we've been talking,
Andy, I don't know how that feels.
And I said, no, you don't. Bags of sand. You don't know how they feel,
Andy.
That really turned ugly, huh?
I might stab you with this pen.
The first three picks of the third round have been selected. The Panthers have taken Terrell McClain, defensive lineman. The Bengals
Time out. Quickly. That was a rumored Patriot interest for a nose tackle type. Bill Belichick met with him at the, I believe, South Florida Pro Day.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Proceed.
Andy, you're just so amazing.
Bengals have taken that one to tape.
No.
The Bengals have taken Dante Mock.
Yep.
Another defensive lineman. The Broncos.
He's a linebacker.
The Broncos have taken Nate Irving, linebacker. So according to my board, the Bills are on the clock. Mm-hmm. The Patriots have the 9th and 10th pick of this round.
Coming up quickly.
Back to back.
Are we going to stay on the air for that?
No.
It's almost... Really?
I don't know.
Back to back picks?
If you're good.
If I'm good.
I'll let you stay up late if you're good.
Okay.
Let's get back to the phones, 508-298-0398. Sean
put up a ruckus
in New Hampshire is very upset. Sean, why are you upset?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I called back in September. Just want to get to the point real quick.
You were on hold for eight hours?
I got a feeling I'm going to have to drop this one quickly. No, I'm always kidding.
No, I'm not. Don't drop me quickly. I called back in September, and me and Andy got into a call. I was a sixth caller on the AK-47 show.
Nice.
On the first show.
Nice.
And keep in contact on Facebook. And basically where I'm at with this is if this draft means anything to anybody, it proves that William McGinnis should go to the friggin' Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because if everyone's going to tell me if they can't find another Willie McGinnis, and he's that special, what does that say?
Well,
it says that we don't look for that anymore, or we can't find that guy anymore. I mean, three spots? I mean, come on.
So you're thinking Robert Quinn could have been the next Willie McGinnis?
I would think that he could be damn close to it from the last 3 or 4 years of everybody coming out of college that I've seen. Robert Quinn was the guy. We talked about that back in September before the whole thing started at UNC.
Yep.
Me and Andy and Paul talked about that.
Yep.
He was the guy that we had to get to win the title. We're about winning titles in this town. and I'm getting sick and tired of this crap.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, Belichick getting let off the hook. I deal with people who are Jets fans on a daily basis and Steelers fans. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Sean.
How you doing, girl?
I constantly have to defend my team.
And we let him off the hook.
The moves that he makes. And I'm sitting here like they don't even know like what the hell he's doing anymore. And all they ever throw in my face is the whole Spygate thing. So he needed to go get Robert Quinn to put this whole friggin' thing to bed.
Okay.
And he didn't.
Keep your hand on the dump button there.
Okay. All right, Sean. No,
if you
Sean,
want to crowd him, then crowd him.
Sean in New Hampshire.
That's some good passion.
That's great passion.
That's great passion.
Listen, legitimate anger.
That's Paul and Fred-like passion.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
I liked all the yelling and then the, hey, Lindsay.
Hey, that was perfect.
Didn't even miss a beat.
Hey, girl.
No, that's – I mean, look, he shares – I would say right now 75% of Patriots Nation – feels the same way.
That's that 81 guy that we saw on the tape. Rob Hausler, tight end, just went to Arizona.
Oh, did you know the Van Camp guy, his dad's a wrestler?
I thought he made beans.
What?
What?
Oh, that's Van de Camp.
And that's fish.
Oh.
Oy. Oy.
The Bills took Kelvin Shepard, linebacker, with their
pick.
I like him. Brandon Spikes 2.0.
Well, and, you know, probably not the same with, like, the sex tape and the suspension, but...
who are we talking about?
Kelvin Shepard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hausler.
He's got the high socks. He's got the dreads. He's a big middle linebacker, instinctive.
Hausler's that guy we saw Florida Atlantic tape.
So, Freddie, for my sake, are we staying for these picks? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll stay until the 9th and 10th pick, which is coming up. The Chiefs are on
what
the clock.
What if they trade?
Well, then we're going home.
But what if they only trade like four spots down? Are we going to stay again?
No.
This is the show
that never ends. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Chiefs are already picking. Look, it's coming quickly.
I will say that I like the way this third round is moving so far.
Yeah, me too.
Sean in New Jersey says, so the new drinking game is every time Bill takes an unnecessary player instead of a pass rusher, we drink.
You must be drunk right now.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
You're going to be like an Irishman on an average Monday afternoon.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Let's see. Peter writes
or Eddie Mack and Paul Perillo every day of the week.
Peter's in Northern Ireland. He says he hasn't emailed in a while, but I've been listening solidly for 2 years now. The draft is especially painful over here because it's about 2 o'clock in the morning watching us take a skinny tackle after Quinn. Damn you, Andy. It didn't help my mood, nor did the 4 a.m. trade out of the first. Nevertheless, in Bill we thrust.
Justin Houston just went to the Chiefs.
Oh. And one
which
more
tells
thing,
us he's a Patriots-type player because Romeo took
and
him.
One more thing. Maybe this no picking of a pass rusher tells us Bill thinks Cunningham could be the guy.
Nope.
Anyway, guys, great show of this weekend. You make being a Pats fan just a little bit better.
Why am I blamed, Quinn? I don't get the whole...
I'm telling you. It's
you
all
oversold.
Your fault.
You did it to me.
I'm not so sure I oversold.
And,
that's assuming he doesn't live up to the hype.
Mimo from Texas wants to know if Lindsay is wearing a fashion belt. She is not.
I thought it was going to go a different direction there.
Yeah, I was a little nervous about
that. I thought it was going to rhyme with runder rayer.
What do you mean fashion belt? What does that mean?
Well, some people wear those
gong.
Big belts.
That would be wrong.
No, that's not a fashion... Well, that's kind of a fashion belt.
I have like 2 belts on.
You have 2 belts on.
I do.
Yeah.
What, do you really?
Yeah. I have a belt on my pants and a belt on my shirt.
What's the need for 2 belts?
I think she just explained that she has one on her pants and one on her shirt.
She was going near Fred and she wanted to be safe.
Chastity belt.
The Cowboys. Cowboys are on
Late
the
to
clock.
The show, Lindsay.
Justin Houston goes
Thanks,
to the
Andy.
Chiefs.
Andy makes a good point about to the Chiefs. That
right.
At least tells you that
if he's good enough for Rack, he's good enough for us.
It's a Patriots outside linebacker.
Can we talk about how you guys are doing in the mock draft? I'd love to talk about that.
No.
You want to talk about the first 4 pick? Wait, the Patriots today mock draft?
Yep.
Oh. We only did the
let's
first round.
About,
did anybody
we only
get
did the first round?
Bilo picked Costanzo. I give him a half a hit there.
I don't.
He identified a tackle.
They weren't going to take Costanzo ever.
No. He identified tackle. Got him.
They identified a tackle too at 33.
What'd you say, paper champion?
What?
I said you guys started fast and then you petered out.
No, she was talking about the Patriots
today. That
sounds
dirty.
Yeah.
What doesn't sound
I know.
Dirty?
Yeah,
good point. Good point.
Like shopping cart. Oh, it's so dirty.
Lampshade. Well, oh, my God.
When you say it, Lindsay, it sounds a little dirty.
Tim writes
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Kevin, I think.
That last call was the greatest call I've ever heard. A remote control car that can sack QBs.
That looks like they just traded the 60th pick.
Who? We're on pick 70.
60th. We're on 71.
We're on 71.
Oh, wait a minute.
You Bedard's just said way... I'm late to the game.
Wait,
Andy.
No. Bedard's tweeting they just made a trade like a couple seconds ago.
Well,
he might have hit the wrong key on his Twitter.
Or your computer's failing.
I'm just looking at this stuff. Joe Reedy, who works for in Cincinnati. I think he works for the Inquirer, Cincinnati Inquirer. Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals. On Dante Moak. We feel like he can get involved in some third down as one of our four rushers. That was a minute ago. They just took the guy.
Right.
Why?
We won't
Why?
Get a quote in 5 years of a guy playing here.
From the defensive coordinator?
Look at Justin Houston out in space, picking up fumbles, taking it to the his house, or out of bounds. Nope, he got there.
Let's see. Jared says Eric is the man. He just said his second funniest thing after "screw you, bitch" when he said the Pats are trying to change the game by phasing out the outside linebacker. Well played, you pompous ass.
Why are you laughing so hard back there?
Yeah, Eric, do you have Argyle on today? I can't see you.
I don't. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah.
Let's see, Joel and Merrimack, I swear to God, if Belichick does not draft a pass rusher, I will personally drive there and strangle him.
Whoa.
Talk me
wow,
down.
Wow, wait a minute.
Now we've gotten to threats.
Yep. Talk me is down, guys. What is his logic? Is he going to pick somebody up at free agency? The Kool-Aid is starting to taste a little bit sour right now.
Wow.
I'm not quite feeling like we're on the Titanic yet, but if we do not get better at pass rusher, we are hosed. Nice job on the draft show.
They were 14. Oh, DeMarco Murray went to the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? That's a good pick.
Yes, it is.
That's
good
funny.
Player.
That's good stuff.
Andy, where's my guy, my lower-level pass rusher from Nebraska?
Pierre Allen.
Where's he slated to go? Is
I don't
this
know,
too early?
Five, maybe four.
Might be a little too early.
Is this too early for him?
I think he's a 4-5 type guy.
I give up then.
DeMarco Murray to the Cowboys, huh? Okay. James in New Jersey.
Chris Carter would be a pass rush option at this point in the third
Pipeline
round.
Pipeline prospect.
Yep.
I was excited to follow the draft this
evening.
Matt Smith
goes, what?
Even
what
more than misses. Then I saw the position we picked to start and decided to tap out go get beers. We just had some beignets.
Yeah.
Sorry for the spelling, Eric. Brought to the table, and I have to say they are quite delicious.
Is this guy in New Orleans?
This is the James that said, should I go eat instead of waiting for the picks, remember?
Speaking of James, where's
Oh, yeah, where are
our
gifts?
James? What happened to our gifts?
He took them away.
He was supposed to come back.
The show was
tonight.
That bad that he took the gifts back with him?
Apparently, they were only to be opened during the show, and he didn't want us to open them. Actually,
but he was supposed to come back to the show today.
No,
and
he wasn't coming today. He's going to come some other day.
Oh.
So
what?
The Wait, Saints are on the board
what?
At 8.
I just at what?
At 72, the eighth in this round.
And then the Patriots are both on
picks.
Deck and in the hole.
Yep. Right.
That's not dirty, Lindsay. That's from Shot Put.
Jeff in Springfield says, tell all these people to settle down, or if they hate our 14-2 team so bad, to go be a fan of another team.
Seriously.
We had a great draft last year, and compared to other teams, we are easily in the top three best drafting teams over the past 10 years. We're first, in my opinion. I know this will be a great draft because everyone hates it. I still trust Bill and our scouts. Great show. Thanks, guys.
And Lindsay.
Now, do you think fans kind of like treat the draft separate from the season, the football team? Is that why they can conjure up so much anger and venom and then roll right into it?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, your family and you have fights in your house, but once you go out and you meet the enemy, you stick together.
Right.
So we're in fighting right now, but once the Jets come to town, we're all –
Right.
On the same team.
Then we'll all love Ross I. Dowling. He'll be shutting down
right.
Dustin Keller.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think there's a lot of elements.
I mean,
yeah.
We had like three calls in a row there, like threatening to strangle. Or
by this
to drink.
Time tomorrow, it's going to be kumbaya all around.
Right.
Saints pick is in.
Like, we can tell people that, you know, Paul hates the fans, but if somebody else from the outside says it, we're going to beat him up.
Right.
Damn right.
Until they stop breathing.
It's like, right. I can call Paul fat, but if somebody else calls him fat,
see,
I say,
Andy was going to go again. I didn't want to go with the personal stuff, but Andy had to go there.
Those are our fans. Fat. That's You're right,
it's
Freddy.
Funny because
right.
he's fat. Play that again, please.
It's funny because he's fat.
Tigers love pepper.
They hate cinnamon.
Chris writes in, don't you think if Belichick thought Quinn was the best, was the next 55, he would have moved up three spots?
Yes.
I do. That's why I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And again, we let him off the hook because he didn't think he was worth moving up three spots for.
Well, we'll see.
So that's okay.
We'll see.
That's okay.
If Quinn turns out to be that, well, he was wrong. You know?
Now, what if he just thought he was going to slide? What if he made a prediction error.
Well, then he was wrong again.
Which is worse?
I think waiting for the slide.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you think he's good, you got to go get
exactly.
Him.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Mike in Maryland. Great show. Ever since I discovered you guys, you're all I listen to.
I'm sorry.
Which makes his wife unhappy. But anyway, the next time I hear some...
Willie Rofe.
Willie Rofe.
Wow.
Ate Fred.
my God, look at the size of him.
He's a loaf.
The
next time I hear...
Oh, my God. You know how like those offensive linemen sometimes when they retire,
yeah, they slim down.
They go the other way?
Yeah.
Wow.
He went the other way, all right.
But he's got a great personality.
Yeah.
Oh, where's his glasses?
Who's he picking?
Mike in Hancock, Maryland. The next time I hear some mediate, which is idiot and media put together,
that's
Paul. Say that Belichick treats picks like currency, I'm going to vomit. Currency doesn't matter unless you actually spend it.
That's right.
That's a great
Tom
point.
Brady is not getting any younger, and the Pats need to go all in to get another championship or two before number 12 rides off into the sunset.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger almost got his... That's some and set put together. Some set. Ben Roethlisberger...
Somerset. That's in Massachusetts. That's
Ben Roethlisberger almost got his third ring last year. I live in Steeler country, and I will not survive the ribbing if that rapist ends up with more rings than Tom Brady.
That's a therapist.
Come on, Bill. Bill, strap on a set and quit trading down like a big pussy.
Whoa. And all that.
That's what he said. I didn't say that.
Now they're threatening to choke him and calling him a big pussy.
Pussy and all that.
Oh, my God. All right. My God.
They're listing Martez Wilson as an outside linebacker.
Yeah, that's not right.
Is that a 4-3 outside linebacker?
Oh, yeah.
They
play the 4-3.
Patriots are on the clock. It's 9:04. So we have two back-to-back picks.
So we're going to call the show over.
Oh, I thought he was
we're making overtime now.
Right, I thought he was going to close the show and just leave him wondering.
What we'll let you know what happens. Yeah. Check Patriots.com.
Jimmy D is not doing
what
anything.
What is he doing? Less than 2 minutes for this pick.
That's going to be a boring job just sitting there.
More boring than this one.
Oh, I think we've had a good show. I've had fun. What's wrong,
Mr. Negative?
I thought this was a great show.
Shut up, Kevin.
I've been thoroughly entertained.
Mike and Westbrook.
Have you really? Because you are down by yourself in a concrete dungeon.
I don't want to know what he's doing to entertain himself.
Mike and Westbrook.
Spanking?
Oh, Andy! Oh,
I was trying
what
to
are
be
you doing?
Discreet about it.
Jeez.
My God.
Mike and Westbrook, Maine, you guys are really negative.
Oh, no.
We're negative. The fans are the ones screaming.
Have been the most negative that I can ever remember.
It's only the third round, and you guys have all given up. What about Jeremy Beal in a few picks?
He sucks.
What about Jessica Beal?
Yeah, I'll take her.
She won't take you.
All right. You don't have to be so obvious, jackass.
Lindsay liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Save that one, too, Kevin.
Mike Reese is saying that Michael Lombardi right here is saying that we're going to take Ryan Mallett.
Yes.
No.
I like Ryan Mallett.
No,
you
just said he's not right for this scheme.
I think Bill will drive him nuts. I mean, he'll drive Bill nuts.
So that's why you want to draft him?
I just want to see how strong
Bill
drives. No, I like him. I think he has a strong arm. I think he
well. Andy, you're quite the flip flopper.
Well, you get Ryan Mallett, and then you can trade him for more picks.
That's unlike
in the future.
You. You're actually not a flip flopper, but right now you just
how am I flip flopping? I've liked Ryan Mallett the whole time.
You don't really like Ryan.
You're out of your freaking mind. I put him on my big board in my top 33. Thank you. No further questions. Move on.
I put him on my big board.
Proceed.
He was my third quarterback on that big board.
You're taking rocket shots from Lindsay.
That's okay.
She's playing the role of the Greek chorus very well
big
on this show.
My big fat head.
You suck at it. Let Lindsay take the shots.
The pick is in.
The pick is in. Roey from Israel says, a point to mention, had the Raiders lost one more game last season, Andy's dream would have come true and Quinn would be wearing a Patriots uniform.
Maybe. Or maybe they just would have passed
Stephen
on
Ridley,
it.
LSU.
So the Patriots.
Another running back?
I like Ridley, but I don't really see why we need another running back.
Why do you say that, Paul? Did you hear something?
Well, Doc just showed me something on a tweet.
Okay.
Doc just showed him his tweets.
Lombardi reporting the Patriots will take Mallett.
They have two picks, so they can announce them in any order they want.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's coming up here.
Oh, my boy Will Rackley, though.
The Patriots have selected Stephen Ridley. With the 70.
Are you even listening?
No.
I liked Ridley.
I like him a lot.
That's two interesting
But another running back?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we said they could draft two. I'm a little surprised that neither of them is like...
They're both complimentary.
Yeah, well, neither of them is the real athletic game-breaker type. They're both middle-of-the-road, traditional, versatile kind of guys.
I think Vereen has a little of that in him.
Athletic, a little.
Athletic game-breaker.
But...
This guy doesn't. This, but he's guy, not, this guy's a bull. This guy
yeah,
is a
yeah.
short yardage
inside
bull.
Runner.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Vereen at his best isn't dynamic, isn't like, you know, Tywan Jones. Had they
yes.
taken
yep.
Ridley and Tywan Jones, I'd say they're different.
I might have needed a moment if they took Tywan Jones.
they still might, Paul. You know, don't give up hope.
Well, if they do now, we're going to run the all cornerback defense and all running
Hold
back
on. Let's
offense.
Go to the podium.
Select Stevan Ridley, running back LSU.
I like him.
And they're booing.
Well, because it's the Patriots.
Although he puts the ball in the
Stevan.
Wrong handle.
Stevan.
He's a little over 5'11", 225 pounds.
You want me to correct the pronunciation?
That bothers me a little bit.
The Stevan?
You want me to correct the pronunciation?
Go ahead.
Stevan.
It should be Stevan. Not Stevan.
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 Okay.
Ridley.
So they have another pick coming up.
Right now.
Right now. Yep. And the rumor is it's going to be Mallett, but.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I don't like.
Don't like it.
I like Mallett as a player. I don't like him as.
I don't like him
round.
As a player.
Yeah, I mean,
or as
are we going to develop gonna... another backup to just trade away? I mean,
well, I don't mind
can
that.
Can you imagine the difference when we go to camp when Brian Hoyer throws an out and then Mallett throws an out? Those couldn't be more different. You clock one with a sundial, as Charlie Weiss would say, and the other's got a cannon.
Yeah, but Kaepernick has a better arm than all of them.
No, he doesn't.
He's being
Kaepernick.
Facetious.
Schefter is also saying Ryan Mallett is going to the Patriots. Well, this one, guys, I don't get.
I don't. Really
I
get
really
it
don't. I mean, what?
So I finally broke you down, Fred.
Yeah. This one. What's that? Real Patriots has confirmed
Ryan Mallett.
That
oh,
Ryan
man.
Mallett.
I don't like this pick at all.
There's no one on the board that can help us
like
actually play in a
all.
Game.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. Really.
Now, Fred,
we're in the third
Take the TV
round
for this one, Freddie.
And there's no one on the board that can actually be play. And help us in a game?
Be play?
No, be in a game. I mean,
he's mad. He can't even spell.
Do you know
so
what
mad.
I'm saying?
Yes, we do, Fred.
On defense.
Now you know how we use
I don't
this
care.
Defense.
Defense,
this is what I felt
offense,
about Rashai Dowling, just so you know.
Special teams, I don't care. But there's no one that's actually going to play that can help us right now on the board?
Oh, man.
Well,
this is looking
obviously,
like
they didn't feel like that.
I guess we shouldn't have mocked them when everybody said, the Patriots had Ryan Mallett visit today. Are they going to draft him?
Unless,
yes, they are.
Unless you're going to use Mallett in free agency, or not in free agency, but in the offseason and as a trade, I don't get it. I don't get it.
And you can't do that for 2 years. You have to develop him first.
Well, I mean.
You're not just going to draft him and trade him.
Let's go to the TV.
Fourth pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Ryan Mallett, quarterback, Arkansas.
There you go. Ryan Mallett. And Michael Lombardi.
I just want to point out, it didn't work out the last time they drafted a quarterback.
I might
the
add.
Round.
And
Ryan
guys
Mallett
be much
is a New right. England Patriot.
Athletic.
And interestingly enough, he is chosen with the pick the Patriots got in the Randy Moss trade.
Why is
well,
that it?
Why is that irony?
Why is that ironic? Ironic.
Ironic?
Ironic Kaepernick?
I don't know why it's arsenic either. I mean,
he's 6'6". Maybe they'll make him into a tackle. I don't know.
He gets fat.
He's actually almost 6'7". He's like 6'6 and three quarters.
Yeah.
But beyond all that, Fred, you have a great argument. But the second thing is, I don't think he's the timing, accurate,
not at all.
Patriots-type quarterback.
Take
Everything
care of the ball,
liked.
Game manager type.
Although
he's Drew Bledsoe.
He doesn't show that
you
stuff.
You know what? Every quarterback they've drafted
Paul's gonna
has been
be in love.
So it's hard to say. Rohan Davey wasn't that guy. They drafted the athlete project in Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
He is. I just think he's Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of Drew in him.
Well, yeah, because he looks great on some drives, and then he throws stupid interceptions
can
on others.
Is there any chance, outside chance, that this guy develops 3 years from now, 4 years from now, to be the heir apparent?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's got a ton of talent, Fred. Ton of
he's
physical
a,
ability.
He's a very skilled quarterback. He needs to learn to protect the football and
but
be a little bit smarter
situationally.
Now we've got to start
drafting down the field receivers and stuff. He's not throwing all these little bubble screens and crap.
Brian Hoyer just swallowed hard.
What?
Mike in Boston thinks that Bill is smoking the chronic.
I think Fred, I mean, Paul just said something very inappropriate.
No, you took it out of context.
Yeah, it wasn't dirty.
As you want to do.
Huh? Let's want with an O.
When you are like, uh-oh. That's you swallow hard.
I've never heard that.
No, that's an old term.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me.
Paul's an old guy.
It originated in the porn industry, but it's an old term.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. Well, listen.
Fred knows exactly what I mean.
No, I do.
Now, Fred.
Are we done?
Now, I just
we got to get off the air.
I just want this on the record. Fred hates the pick.
I do.
And I don't want to hear tomorrow I understand the pick.
No, I do.
As of 9-12.
He hates it.
Fred hates the draft.
Well, look.
Fred hates the pick. Okay, I tried.
You know,
Fred hates Ryan Mallett.
We just picked two running backs, you know.
And a quarterback.
And a quarterback.
Fred, the defense stinks.
The defense stinks, and we picked one defender in the whole lot.
A backup corner.
Fred, is it a sign that you're frazzled when you start saying some set and be play?
And he be play?
No, Lindsay, it's not, because he does that at the open of shows. So
it
time,
is what
so.
It is.
Good, Eric. Okay.
All right. Now he's mad.
Well, look, we've got a night to digest what just happened.
Swallow hard, if you will.
Right, and we're coming back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The draft actually starts at noon,
yep.
So we'll be here at 2 to wrap up this whole thing for us from 2 to 4. I want to thank everybody, Scott Zolak, for stopping in, and the O-line coach from Tulsa who used
his name you can't remember, Denver Johnson.
I was going to mention his name for calling in and telling us all about the Patriots' first-round pick, and Lindsay for stopping in. Doc, for what did you do today?
Nothing.
Cover for Kevin when he had to eat.
Kevin down in the dungeon. We will be back again at 2 o'clock. I want you all there because we have a lot of therapy to do. So
yeah, you need it the most.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
With the 17th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Nate Solder, offensive tackle, Colorado.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.